Oh, wow. Will, I really like your beard.
Dude, great. Awesome. Looks great.
I'm sorry. I got it thrown off. I didn't know we were actually doing that.
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the Nerdpocalypse.
All right, we're recording. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Ragnarok actual play. Today, we are playing Lamentations of the Flame Princess, being run by our friend Charles.
Hello.
Take it away, Charles.
All right. So we're going to do a quick circle around. You folks are all a group of adventurers who have been traveling with each other for, I don't know, a day and a half, something like that. All of you have large extended families who are going to come join you any day now. Who might run up and join the adventure at a moment's notice, probably just after you die. It's convenient the way that works.
Our Thanksgivings are the worst.
How lucky for us.
So, yeah, if we can just head around the table, give your name and a brief description of your character.
Okay, I'll start then. I'm Alex. I'm playing Rock Gut the Limp. He's a decrepit, short man wearing scant clothing and a fighter. So he's got chain armor, so he's wearing a rusty, old chainmail shirt over a moth-eaten tunic and a loincloth. With his sword strapped to his back.
That was way more clothing than I was picturing.
Yeah, well, you need something under the chain armor.
No, you don't.
That would, unless true. You've got, like, a horrible
You just
rash.
Need chafing.
Yeah, okay, that's true. So he's just got a long, rusty piece of chainmail that he wears, and a loincloth.
Or does he go commando?
No.
No, that's a little too chafing.
Yeah. Some chafing is okay. Not that much. Yeah, he's an old man with long, scraggly hair and a beard, and he hates everything.
My character is named... I can't say what I'm laughing. Sad Meadlin, Hardbraid. Sorry, just named by Sad Meadlin.
Ladies and gentlemen, randomly generated characters.
Exactly. She's a mature female dwarf. She's obese and wearing a uniform. I have not considered what kind of uniform she's wearing as of yet.
Bastard.
So, okay.
This is another place in a medieval fantasy world, but yeah, fast food uniform.
Whatever
sure.
Their fast food equivalent would be, you know, like the quick stop in.
Like fried lard.
Ye old fast turkey legs. May not contain turkey.
Yes.
Hey everybody, I am Ryan. My character's name is Selfie with a PH. She is an elf. She is young, she has threadbare clothing, and she is hairy. And she is carrying a sword, a dagger, and a garrote wire, which she kind of like plays with idly. And snaps every once in a while.
That's
so no one's going to be commenting on the hairy bit, then.
Yeah, no, not at all.
No. I'm Rebecca. I'm playing Fluella DeVille. She's a female adult cleric. We're going to assume human. Elaborate attire and missing limb have been given to me by the random gods. So we're going to go with... We're missing an arm that doesn't seem to really... keep her from using the short bow, mostly because she has replaced the missing arm with a chunk of wood with a bow crafted onto it. This explains why her open doors is zero. And as for elaborate attire, well, with a name like Fluella DeVille, we are definitely going with belts. Just belts. All the belts. All the belts. They're black, mostly, but belts. So many belts.
An outfit made entirely of belts.
An outfit made entirely of belts.
The designers of Final Fantasy would be so proud.
And my name is Paul. I am playing Gertrude, the female specialist, and she is wearing...
Specialist?
Specialist.
Specialist
this,
in what?
It's this this system's version of a thief. You don't necessarily steal things, you just have skills.
You just specialize.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In specialties.
Yes.
Especially special skills.
How special?
Very special.
Only the specialist skills.
And I'm imagining she is wearing the finest clothing of the day.
Well, yes, with immaculate.
And I will silence my phone for the recording.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
And she's tall. I imagine she's like a silver fox. You know, she's got like silver hair and, you know, I don't know, She's got leather armor. She's got a garrote wire. She's got all kinds of goodies. All
right, for the garrots.
Exactly.
I've got a wooden cross. I'm not sure she's Christian, but she's got the wooden cross.
It's for the vampires.
Pretty much.
So.
You need something to keep it from going all the way in.
Our adventure begins as you come upon the sleepy little village of Schwartzton.
Poor Schwartzton.
A little village of about 50 families nestled in the Swiss Alps. And the residents earn their keep mainly through farming and livestock.
Wait, the Swiss Alps?
Yes.
This takes place here?
In fantasy Switzerland.
Oh.
Okay.
It's like our world, except everything sucks more.
Even their chocolate?
Maybe the place where I work...
They don't have...
Has any. Just,
No.
What's it called? It's the little pot with the heat and you dip things in it.
Fondue.
It's just, like, just a fondue place.
There we go.
You're wearing your fondue... Your fondue uniform.
That was bad.
Thank you.
We're only getting started.
So, you get to the town, and as you are a bunch of adventurers, the first thing that catches your eye is the big poster that says, Adventurers Wanted, Inquire at the Blacksmiths.
Well, that's not suspicious at all.
What does that say?
I don't know.
I have an 8 intelligence. I'm assuming I don't read.
I've only got a 9 intelligence.
You might be able to, you just don't.
Oh. Nothing.
Oh, see, the problem is I've got 9 intelligence but a 14 wisdom. I may or may not be able to read, but I still know this is probably not the best plan.
Definitely a trap of some kind.
Nah.
Are you heading over to the blacksmith?
Yes.
Well, obviously.
Yeah. Seems like a bad idea, but...
I mean, if we walk into a trap knowing it's a trap, we can...
That neutralizes the
trap.
Right,
that neutralizes
totally.
The trap.
Totally.
So, maybe I'm trying to get rid of everyone else, so I'll be like, just follow them and then run away later.
So you get there, and the blacksmith is there. He's built like a brick outhouse. You know, tall, strapping, burly, muscles like, whoa. His name is Johan. All right, you want to hear about the cult? My dad knows about this. Dad, you got visitors. Dad,
is that voice actually coming out of that body?
Tell me right now, Dad. So a few minutes later, an ill-dressed, ancient man—he's 45, just lived very poorly, curved horribly, over, staying upright only with. Leaning on his cane, kind of stumbles out. That's enough of that shouting. I'm old, not deaf. Now, what do you want? Oh, strangers. Don't you know how rude it is to visit unannounced? I can see why you're not around here. You don't have the good graces that God gave a worm. What do you want? Spit it out. Don't stand there with a look on your face like you're spitting bees at me. Spit it out.
I want to spit bees so bad.
Ah, a poster. Yeah, it's the missing kids. I heard those rumors, but I wouldn't believe them. All those rumors were started by the shepherds in the hills, and I don't trust those shepherds. They're not honest. If they were, they'd work their land instead of just walking around it. You ask me, they're looking for an excuse to screw sheep all day. Awfully suspicious people would disappear into the hills with no human companionship, eh? They get so jealous when you touch one of their precious sheep. They're always looking to say something that'll distract you from the truth. But they say that some young people have gone for strolls in the hills and not come back. Some of the women won't shut up about poor Jorg, poor Cordulia, or whatever dumb shit they're naming their kids these days. And the kids are going missing. Well, if they are, it's their own damn fault. People their age should be working all day, not going off on long walks. Certainly not with members of the opposite sex. My goodness, can you believe what young people do these days? In my day, we had a proper courtship.
So we'll be leaving now.
Nervously across the ground.
The sheep.
We just keep going. We just walk off.
Maybe the young people found the appeal of the sheep.
Well, the blacksmith jumps in your way. Okay, whoa, okay. Dad, it's the kids. It's the little kids. These people are here to try to save the kids. Could you please stay on topic just a little tiny bit? Oh, shut up, boy. You're the worst blacksmith alive. The only reason you have a job is you're the only ones with arms big enough to hold a hammer. But your brain is too small to use it properly. Oh, right, the kids. Well, they go off for their frolic or whatever their code word is in the hills. They never did that back in my day because, for one thing, back then they were dangerous. All sorts of monsters and badness and assorted evil kept us in our homes with our windows shuttered tight and we weren't in the fields risking our neck for our families.
And we
the hills were just another word for death.
And we start walking off again.
Dad! Oh, shut up, boy. Your mother was colder than a Yeti boy's balls, and she was proud of it.
Anyway, what does that even mean?
I don't want to know.
These missing kids. Maybe they aren't old enough to be sinning like rabbits. But they would have been in a few years because they're brats. Because their parents didn't raise them right. Brats, I say. Probably just wandered off into the woods because they were too busy eating their own boogers to pay attention to where they were walking.
Why exactly did the poster send us here? I asked the blacksmith.
I'm really sorry about that. So, he kind of shuffles you outside as his father keeps ranting. So, Dad knows about the Satan worshippers that used to live up in the hills. They had a temple or something. And for the last, I'd say, couple of weeks, first there were animals going missing. And then the last couple of days, some kids had gone missing. And everybody thinks that maybe, like, the Satanists kidnapped them. So we were hoping some adventurers would stop in and maybe could, you know, find the Satanists and find the missing kids.
So when you say used to...
Well, apparently the cult was back, you know, before I was born, which is why I wanted Dad to tell you about it. But he's having one of those days.
You should just put him down.
He's got an impressive amount of wind in him. He's still going.
He's stronger than he looks. He taught me everything I know about blacksmithing.
Mm.
So we'll not be buying swords here.
So, Satanist in the hills. Yeah, right.
You could probably ask around and see if anybody else knows. Or, I mean, if you wait long enough, I'm sure Dad will tell you something useful.
Maybe we'll go check with some other people. He'll still be talking when we get back.
Maybe one of us should stay and listen to the old man's ravings.
Enjoy.
You are, bye.
What kind of adventurers are you? Back in my day, you couldn't take two steps around these parts without tripping over some do-gooder who was begging to solve all your problems. Are there fair maidens in need of rescuing? Is your cat stuck in a tree? If you had a problem, the adventuring lads of yore would be there to help. They had honor. They had stones.
We walk off and leave Selfie here.
Yep.
Yep.
Enjoy your selfie.
Oh, God.
Selfie, make a saving throw versus breath weapon.
Damn it. Want to roll higher? I did not roll higher.
Right. When you eventually come to pick up Selfie, Selfie will be unconscious.
Sorry, Selfie.
I could use a nap. I'm probably going to die today.
More than once.
Meanwhile, this is a relatively small...
I regret. I have
Hamlet is, the best,
for my
is the best term for it.
Fortunately, my family has six.
So, there's, you know, a big old alehouse because you've basically got farmers and shepherds around here. And really, what's there to do besides go to the alehouse and drink and drink and drink until you have to get up?
Because the fondue place.
Well, you know. The fondue place is two towns over. That's, you know, you went on an adventure.
Get here, then.
They don't have an adventure. You're an adventurer.
They don't have a franchise in this village.
Yeah, this isn't even a one Starbucks town.
They fondue
here. This is a zero Starbucks town.
Oh, that was bad, Alex.
So, but you can inquire in the alehouse. You can knock on a couple of doors and see if the other locals have something useful to say.
Let's inquire in the alehouse.
I'm going to go knock on a random door.
You knock on a random door. A young woman. Young is a relative term, but honestly, anyone looks young compared to you.
Yep.
opens the door.
And then screams.
Can I help you?
Heard there's kids that went missing. Know anything?
Are you here to rescue my Yorn?
Maybe.
Oh, please, my darling little Yorn. He's been gone for 2 days.
Where is he?
I don't know.
Where did he go?
He wandered off somewhere. We think he might have gone out into the hills. But he's always come back.
There's something about Satanists.
Oh, I'd heard that there was some kind of satanic cult.
Do you know where?
Maybe in the hills?
So we went to the hills.
Did you ask the priest? He knows all about those Satanists.
No, I hate
Which
priests.
One's the priest?
The one who presumably lives in the loft above the church.
Okay.
That would have been funny if it was the blacksmith.
That was what I was afraid of. That was what I was afraid of.
All right, yeah, I'll talk to the priest. I'll see if I can find your
How old
baby
is Bjorn?
Baby Bjorn or whatever.
Five summers.
Oh, you came with me, huh? I just figured you guys were going.
Well, it's, she probably saw you accosting the woman and was like,
let's go do something.
Deal with us.
Five. She'll be able to fend for himself by that age. Whatever.
Have search parties been sent out?
We've done some combing of the hills, but we haven't found anything.
Okay. And there were other kids besides Jorn?
There were several.
Were they together?
No, it was all different days.
And you continued to send your children out to the hills?
Well, we were trying to you know, so it was about 10 days ago when another kid went missing, and we figured, oh, maybe they got lost, or maybe they fell in a ravine, or an animal got them. You know, sometimes kids get lost, it's a thing. But then Jorn went missing about a week ago, and...
Oh, yeah, I thought you said it was 2 days.
Oh, sorry.
Get your story straight, lady.
I forgot which Jorn. I have five children named Jorn.
It seems kind of trouble. And that way, if one of them drops in a crevasse, well,
right.
You still remember the other one's name.
Jorn number one went in the ravine.
Jorn number two was felled by wolves.
I move into info dump because 10 days ago, one child went missing. 8 days ago, another child went missing. 5 days ago, the third one went, and 2 days ago was Jorn. Poor Jorn.
Oh, poor Jorn. Alas, poor Jorn.
Jorn did not heed these stern warnings about wandering off into the hills and disappeared.
So, your kid's an idiot. Gotcha.
He's five. They're all idiots at five. Some of them are more creative than others.
They're all idiots.
I say this out of character as a father. They know nothing, so they try everything. Anyway.
Okay, so I'm going to go over and see if I can find this priest.
All right. So, yes. Can I help you, my child? You seem like a fellow servant of the cloth.
Cloth is a relative word.
I've noticed your cross.
Yes. I'm part of a party of adventurers, and we were told that you're
are you here to help find those missing children, those poor, poor babies?
That was the idea, yes. And I was hoping you might have a little bit more useful information about this cult in the hills than Blacksmith's father.
Oh, well, I wasn't around at the time the original Satanists were here. But from what I've been able to glean from stories I've heard... over very long stories I've heard, and
my deepest sympathies,
is that some 40 years ago, there was this group of Satanists, they were very powerful, it was before this church was built, and they enraptured the townsfolk and did bloody ritual sacrifices, and cut apart children and virgins for their vile deeds. They had a temple up in the hills. I can mark it on your map if you would like.
That would be very helpful.
No one goes anywhere near that anymore. It's considered a profane place for obvious reasons. And the shepherds don't bring their sheep near it. People don't allow their children to wander near it. It's completely off limits.
So I'm going to assume that the search parties have not gone anywhere near it.
No, of course not.
Of course not.
There was also... I remember... there was an ill omen a few weeks ago.
An ill omen?
A shooting star, blood red in color. And that was about the time all of this activity seemed to start. When the animals first started going missing. A sheep, a goat, two goats. I would have to double check. There was at least one goat. Several chickens.
There's always goat.
Satanic sacrifices. They've started up again.
Right. Do you know where the Satanists are?
I can mark on your map where the temple
yes.
is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait.
Okay, so we get a new waypoint on our map?
Yeah.
Horrible death right here.
Maybe even closer.
Probably involving goats.
Hmm.
It always involves goats.
You're heading the goats, maybe. Yeah. 500 yards ahead.
I saw a GIF online before of a baby elephant afraid of a goat.
Goats are scary fuckers.
It was a baby goat. It was adorable.
Goats have really freaky eyes.
Mm.
So,
All in favor of leaving this town, never coming back for fear of goats?
Aye.
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 Well, that was the end of that adventure.
What do you say we all get some fondue?
I know a good place.
So we can go back to retrieve
Selfie, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And think about it. Satanists. It's always Satanists. They're morons. Why else would they put on fish masks and dance around with some idol in the dark? Oh, I'm dancing and being blasphemous.
You pick up
I'm
Selfie.
So evil. Why, in my day, I just
grab Selfie by the back of the neck and lift her up. All right, let's go.
To say these youngsters are being kidnapped instead of getting lost. These cultists always have some sort of golden junk or another.
I take some of my soap.
Yes.
I take my dagger.
Yes.
I carve two little earplugs, and I hand them to the blacksmith.
Bless you. He shoves soap in his ears.
Now we can leave.
Okay.
Good.
So, should we assume that common sense does not, in fact, overtake you?
Nah.
Nah, we're going to the hills.
Satanic temple?
Yeah.
Satanic temple.
Woo! Temple, lots of heat.
We're just going to go with the assumption that my lack of arm has not taught me any useful life lessons. Actually, it occurs to me, how the hell do I get those belts on and off? I've only got one hand.
You don't. I've had them on for years.
They're all like seatbelt buckles.
The reason you wear them is because you put them on a bet and then lost your arm.
Well, these are my clothes forever now.
Well, sucks to be me. All right. So, sure enough, on that part that was point that was marked on your map, there is a cave in the hills. Yes. So, a noteworthy thing about this cave is that when you first come in, there is a life-size statue depicting a regally dressed man with a skull face. The top of the back of the skull are missing and hollowed out, and there's depression inside for oil and wick.
And it's they left
solid
this here.
Stone. Yeah, it's right there. You know, you basically follow the path in, and there's this big statue right in the middle. It's kind of a round room, about 15 by 15. Yeah.
Is that their Satan?
Is the wick lit?
It is not.
Wait, so there is a wick already there?
Yes. You can add some oil and light it if you want.
Does anybody have any oil?
I do.
I do.
I have torches and a tinder box.
Me too.
I have four flasks.
All right, let's be idiots. Hey, specialist.
Yeah. Shink, shink.
Lighting the candle sets two beams of light through the eyes of the statue that illuminate specific points in the wall with kind of an oval shape.
Well, those look like doors I cannot open.
I have a two to open doors.
I also have two for open doors.
Would everyone like to roll to open doors?
I would love to.
Go ahead.
I
rolled a two.
I do not open the door. I got a six.
Can I borrow a die?
Here.
Can I open it with a two, or do I have to roll less than?
Okay.
I have higher than a two, so that will not go.
I open a door! All right, you open a door!
I pathetically bang on the wall.
With the wood.
With the wood.
Your dwarf, proving to be more competent with doors than the rest of the party.
Don't forget, I'm also good at architecture.
Especially with your skill in architecture.
We have some typos issues.
You realize that actually there is a door behind each of these lights. So you can go to the left or you can go to the right.
That would have been hilarious if you couldn't open the door. Well, there's something there.
Can we try to maybe make an architecture roll and figure out which one has been used more or anything like that?
Architecture.
Architecture.
It's my architecture.
I failed to figure this out.
I don't even have
it. I rolled a three. I had a three.
I actually succeeded that.
I did not.
I got a one out of one.
We're all good at architecture.
No, I am not.
Opening doors.
So, those of you who are good at architecture.
I wouldn't say good.
So you look and you see that it looks like neither of these have actually been used in a very long time. but there are scuff marks on the floor in front of the statue. Something is odd about this statue. Besides the fact that, you know, you can make it light up.
I want to move the statue.
Sure enough, the statue is on hinges. You can, in fact, tip the whole statue out of the way, and there's a staircase behind it.
All right, let's take the staircase.
So you now have three possible routes to take.
So there's door, door, staircase.
There's left, yes. Left, right, or down.
Door, door, and death.
And that's it.
Or yeah. Death, death, and death. So,
I can't take.
Yeah, so I'm going to have or death. All right, so going down?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, all right, who's first in the marching order?
I don't know.
Not
those
it.
Doors.
Not me.
Hell, well, then I'll go first.
Me. Oh, nope. All right, never mind. No.
Volunteer first. You definitely volunteer.
Yeah, I'm the fighter. I have the most hit points. Mm-hmm. And the shield. So sword out, shield in hand.
She's the only one of us with a steady job as a fast food fondue employee.
So. I do have a shield, though.
It's awfully nice.
It's actually her prey.
All right, so this appears to be a worship hall.
No, fucking Satanists. Well, staircases.
Yeah, actually, probably they are.
It's a curious thing.
Oh, you never said what the name of this module is.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. This module is called Fuck for Satan.
There we go.
Just in case you had any doubts of what you were getting into.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be some sort of horrible creature involving goats.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a reasonable guess. Wrong, but a reasonable guess. So,
oh, it would have been. It could have been the Black Goat of the Woods. The
so it could have been Black Phillip from the Witch.
Yeah. At the far end of the room is an altar. However, between here and there is a 10-foot wide, 10-foot deep pit that bisects the room. There appear to be two bridges on the walls that look like they will pivot down and form a safe way of crossing.
Well, that's clearly trustworthy.
It would be dex to jump across.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, not the best idea.
Can I look around for some sort of mechanism to release the bridges?
You can.
Search.
You could use search.
Oh, yeah.
We'll also okay. Search.
Yeah, well, oh, hey, I actually found it.
Search
I
is the one
not.
Thing I'm kind of good at.
I definitely did not.
I got a 2 out of 1.
I did not search.
I stuck at search, and I succeeded anyway.
Woo!
Woo! Look, I found a thing!
So, good news and bad news. The bad news is you cannot find a mechanism that will open these bridges.
Oh, no.
The good news is you've figured out that if you try to force the bridges down...
Horrible death.
Well, something is going to shoot up out of those tiny little holes at the bottom of the pit. Probably to make you die.
So...
Is there anything...
What about shooting the whole, like... You know, arrow with a rope attached trick.
I got a rope.
I got rope too.
I have an arrow.
I have a bow.
I have a
bow hand.
That's not a terrible plan.
No, it is. It's just not the worst terrible
plan. No. The terrible plan was coming here to begin with.
That's true.
All else after that just pales in comparison.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do I have to roll to try to shoot?
It'd be pick an attack roll.
All right.
Missile attack roll.
15 plus range attack bonus, 16.
You have embedded an arrow in the wall with a rope attached to it.
Fabulous.
We've all got iron spikes, so we can
sort of slide across, maybe?
Well, you can spike it on the other end to secure the rope.
Yeah, that's what I spike, so we can make it taut.
Yeah, and so you're taking 20 and climbing across effectively? All right. Yes.
The best part is going to be when we have to do this backwards at speed.
I'm hoping that the mechanism is on the other side.
Well, yes, but then once we try to set off the mechanism, it'll shoot shooty death.
No. That was if we tried to force it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, there is an altar on the other side of the room. There are also hallways leading down to the left and to the right.
Okay, everyone. As a cleric, my expert opinion is that we should not sacrifice anything on this altar. I know it's really hard to resist.
All right.
There is an ancient book on the altar.
Ugh.
Oh, that'll
don't
totally
touch
solve
it.
Everything.
No, books are bad.
Bound in some sort of leather.
Nothing good. Nothing good comes from big old books.
I'm going to start off using my iron spike to turn the pages. I'm not touching this with my bare hands.
This seems fair.
All right.
Would you like to make a languages roll to see if you can decipher it?
Sure.
Huh. Is the altar bloodstained?
I have no idea what it says.
Yeah.
Can I try languages?
I mean, there are some stains on the stone altar, but they're rather old.
Okay.
40 years old?
Quite possibly. That was a 4.
Anybody else trying to read this?
No, not at all.
I tried. I got a 3.
Ryan, are you going to read the book?
Yeah, give me... you know what? I have a detect magic spell, so I'm going to cast that first.
Oh. How does he do that?
He casts detect magic.
Oh, just
he
casts
it. He's doing that.
Okay.
Okay, does he have a limit on how many spells he gets?
No, one every time he wakes up.
Wait, so is he blowing his spell for the day on this?
Apparently.
That's your spell for the day, Ryan.
Oh, okay. In that case...
Let's not do that.
I'm going to rush into the wind and try to read it.
I'm rolling for you.
Go ahead.
What does it say?
Hey, you got a 1.
Nice. Oh, well. Ryan can read it.
Sorry, Ryan.
It turns out that Ryan's character, whose name I've already forgotten...
Selfie,
thank you.
it's important to know it for the tombstone.
Yeah.
Selfie does actually know the ancient Duvuku script, and can read this book, which is titled Prayers for the Dying.
Oh.
Let's see.
Puff pastry stuffed with spinach and cheese.
Huh? Oh, wow. So... There's actually, this is the original book, which is written in a very skillful calligraphy in black ink.
And then there's the horrifying annotations?
Well, that's someone's added marginalia to a lot of it with red ink.
Oh.
Is it definitely ink?
Let's hope so.
Probably.
Well, is it red or is it rusty?
So it's basically a hymnal. You know, I worship death and hope to be an offering to the god of pain, that sort of thing. And actually, you notice as you're going through it that it looks like some of the marginalia is actually done in flipbook style.
flip it.
All right, I will.
Ryan touched it.
You flip the book?
Yeah.
All right, and you see that the scribbles coalesce into the half-realized, poorly conceived terror which rises from the book.
Oh, well. God.
I told you nothing good comes from books.
You were right. You were so right.
All right, everybody roll initiative.
How?
Damned if I remember.
I don't see any initiative.
Yeah.
Is it just a d20?
Or dex modifier, maybe?
Yeah, roll a d20, add your dex modifier. That's good
enough. Okay. I rolled a 1.
16.
All
right. I am stupefied by the madness 17. Of our ideas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am at 17.
All right, 17. Anybody better than that?
18.
Oh, well, I have a spare dice I can utilize.
All right. You 16. Were at 16.
Oh, we're going to borrow.
We're
11.
We got the high of that, and then Paul's at 11.
I can use it.
And then the terror. We'll go before the stupefied cleric finally gets around to moving. So, Ryan.
Uh-huh.
A tangled mass of ever-shifting spastic and jittery lines with smudges and shadows, perhaps 10 feet long on each side, has almost coalesced as it rises from the book. Unnatural and horrible. You know, as you look at it, you think... It probably has a definitive shape. It's just an unnatural and horrible shape.
Mm. All right, in that case, my action is going to be, since I'm right up against this thing, I'm going to drop the book, scramble backwards, and can you devote a full turn to dodge in this system?
Yes. If you look, there's actually your combat options.
Okay.
I'm not sure it's on that sheet, but here, if you look at that thing... The main sheet. If you attack, you get no bonus to your attack or AC. If you choose to parry, which is your full action for the round, you get +2 to your AC for any class except a fighter. A fighter gets +4.
Oh.
If you want to press the assault, which is basically attack recklessly, you get +2 to hit, but -4 to your AC. Mm. Or if you fight defensively, it's the reverse. You get -4 to hit, but +2 to your AC for the rest of the round.
Okay, I think I'm going to do that.
You are going to parry or fight defensively?
I'm going to...
close the book.
Can I, or is it still...
It's already out.
...in the process of a...
The thing is out of the book.
There might
the squiggle is free.
There might be more things in the book.
There might be, it's true.
Flip all the things, Ryan.
There's really... I'll parry, because then if... I can still make. Can I make an? Or I can. I can.
You can fight defensively.
Fight defensively. Okay. So yeah, I will parry them.
Okay. What are you attacking by?
I have a sword.
You're going to swing a melee weapon as you.
Yeah.
At the blackness.
Basically. Basically.
All right.
So
you're minus four to hit because you're fighting defensively.
Melee attack bonus is plus one, so I'm at overall minus three. And that's a seven.
Which does not hit.
So the elf scrambles backwards, screaming and waving her sword.
Don't fall in the pit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Adam.
My plan is to panic and frantically seek a way to get those things to come down so I can run away.
You're going to search for the.
I'm going to try and search. I'm going to try and find a way to get the bridge down. All really right, frantically.
Make a search check.
That's my hope, that I can find that and run away. A one!
Yeah. It's not in this room.
Yay! So I ran around like a crazy person. On that. Pretty much.
There must be a switcher somewhere!
No!
Did I at least find, like, a door or anything?
There are two corridors further into the place that you can run down.
There's no way that can go badly.
You can go left.
Totally gonna run down one of them.
Splitting the party.
Left or right?
Always a good plan.
Gonna go to the right.
Alright, we'll get to you in a minute.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm going to do that reckless attack. So that gives me plus four to hit?
Plus two to hit, minus four to your AC.
Even though I'm a fighter, it's still just plus two to hit?
Yeah.
Okay. With my sword. So that puts me at 18.
You hit it.
D8. Five.
All right. You have slashed at this thing.
Doesn't do anything.
I hate inky blotch monsters.
You actually cut off a few of the squiggly lines and they fall to the ground useless and limp.
Good.
Oh, well, that's good.
And then 12 more grow back.
This is not how I wanted to die. Killed by a scribble.
Paul, you're up.
I'm going to use my soap. And I'm going to try and erase the scribbles from the page.
This is surely going to be effective.
I'm actually going to give you a mulligan on that. Because if you open up the book, the scribbles aren't on the page anymore. They're floating through the air, trying to kill you.
Also, that's not how soap works.
Wait, what's your intelligence again?
11.
You're smarter than me.
Oh, fair enough. So, would you like to choose another action, since that one is not really valid?
Yes, I will attack with my sword.
All right. Go ahead and sword it.
Can you just make a regular attack? Do you have to do one of those?
Not with a
you do a regular attack.
Oh, okay.
That would make it a total of six, which is not good.
Oh. All right. So the terror. The terror uses its breath weapon. A torrent of dotted lines.
Oh, no.
Allie, having charged down the hall and out of the way, is out of reach of this thing. The rest of you must make saving throws versus dragon breath.
And we have to get above
the listed number. That number or above.
Woo!
Get it exactly.
I made 16 out of 15. I made it.
5.
12 out of 16.
I missed it by 1. 13 out of 14.
Oh, well. All right, so. Alex, you have made a successful save.
Yes.
So. Are you carrying a map?
No.
All right. Who is carrying the map?
I have a map.
No, the map. The map that got us here.
Yes.
One of those two, because they're the only ones.
I don't have a map. Scroll case, local map and kingdom map. I've got it.
There you go. Make a saving throw versus magic. Ryan.
Okay.
Magical devices or magic?
Again, missed it by one.
There you go.
13 out of 14.
So a blast of it hits you, the magic swirls around you and then jumps over to Ryan.
Yeah.
Rendering your map into meaningless gibberish.
Oh, good.
Meanwhile, those of you who failed the saving throw...
So I don't take any damage?
You don't take any damage.
Cool.
Let's see. Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
The weapon you are currently wielding is reduced to a squiggled nonsense and is destroyed.
Oh, good. Well, there's my sword.
Rebecca.
Yes.
The weapon that you are wielding... is reduced to squiggled nonsense and is destroyed.
Okay, no more spear.
Paul,
I was starting to worry it was going to be the bow, and I was like, you're going to have a squiggle on me.
Yeah.
One of my limbs.
Yes.
Ooh.
Your choice is reduced to stick figure status.
You give me a peg leg, and it'll be
I will be a peg leg.
Stick figure legs travel normally if the character is unencumbered, but any encumbrance points count double. So you may be slowed down by your stick leg.
Oh, God.
Was head an option? Stick head?
No, it's a limb.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Can I paint racing stripes on my peg leg?
Not right now.
It's not a peg leg, it's a stick
leg.
It's just a black
it's
line.
It's like a stick figure line. It's really not wide enough to paint racing
stripes.
Beck,
what would you like to do about this horrible, terrible thing? The half-realized, poorly conceived terror?
So presumably I'm still within, like, arm's reach of this thing?
Yes.
I'm going to whack it with my wooden cross.
Okay.
Not a bad plan.
Make an attack roll.
I just rolled a 20.
Woo! Oh, nice. Critical hit. All right. Roll a
d4. D20 rolling at the temple.
Yeah.
2.
Mm. And I believe I have a crit table in here. Let's see what happens.
Oh.
Sizzle, sizzle.
Do-do-do. Yeah, I can't memorize every thing that I play. Mm. Really, I can't.
You're just not trying hard enough.
Oh, well,
we're just
okay,
putting it in
fair.
Mm-hmm.
Got to put those random tables in your memory palace.
You have a memory palace?
No.
Wait, my memory palace is Victorian London. Wait a minute, no. That's Sherlock.
Well, you do have a palace, but it's not a memory palace. It's a sex palace.
It's true. It is a sex palace.
You have the best palaces.
That's what we call the spare bedroom in our house now. It's
the palace?
It's the sex palace.
Oh.
So, do
it's
you have to, like, rent out this best... The
no, it's
sex
for
palace,
us.
Or?
We played a game there last night.
Who's responsible for cleaning the sex palace?
Appropriate.
It's a joint effort. We take turns cleaning up after Will.
All right, I'm just going to assume that you did a lot of damage because...
Great!
Yeah, I can't find the crit chart. Yes.
I will look if you want for the future.
Yeah, whatever.
Ah, bad scribble. Whack, whack, whack.
The scribble, very unhappy with this being beaten badly with a wooden cross of all things,
it was evil.
Makes itself vaguely X-shaped and backs up against the wall.
Is it surrendering?
You have no idea.
You get
to have realized poorly conceived terror. It has just, you know, reduced several weapons to meaningless squiggles and turned his leg into a stick.
Hmm. Well, somebody would like to take further action against this thing.
How about the person who understands
Ryan.
The language?
We're back to the top.
All right.
You know what? I am not a melee character at all.
You should try commanding it, because you speak the language it was written from.
I speak scribble.
You understood the book.
Yeah,
I did.
Well, you could throw a lamp at it.
Yeah, that's a good plan. All right, I've got a flask of oil.
You have 4 flasks of oil. Light a flask of oil.
I'm gonna make a little impromptu Molotov.
Well, I'm looking at the oil and fire in the combat round right now.
How convenient that.
Lobbing flasks of flaming oil is a popular tactic of explorers. Here's how that works.
I can see why.
All right, so it's already lit. Okay, so the oil flask must be in hand. It's lit or stopper removed, and a wick of some sort, usually a bit of cloth, already prepared and lit. Lamp oil is not a napalm. If a creature is subjected to ignited lamp oil, it will suffer 1d4 points of damage. If the damage roll is 4, then the victim must make a saving throw versus breath weapon, or else suffer another 1d4 damage on its next action. If that roll is 4 as well, the victim becomes engulfed in flames. A creature completely engulfed in fire is in trouble. The creature suffers 1d8 damage per round until he either dies or the fire is put out. Creatures who are light usually react by immediately fleeing in search of water or failing that, simply run aimlessly until collapsing. Of course, any fire has a chance to set alight wood structures or objects, not to mention materials such as curtains, carpets, tapestries, etc.
Not the tapestries.
Fortunately, there are no tapestries here.
Yes, this is a custom.
So,
and yes,
right. Probably hit it with your flask of oil.
All right.
One thing leads to another.
I don't think there is
ranged
a critical
attack. 9.
Unfortunately, you managed to throw your flask of oil directly through the squiggles.
Oh.
So now there's burning oil all over the wall.
Hmm.
Well, you do 1d4 damage to the wall.
Hmm.
That wall's never going to be the same.
It collapses.
True.
We're all killed.
So, Allie, you have run off to the right.
Yes.
You run
I
into...
ran down the hallway.
Yep. A dead end.
Uh-oh.
With three heavy stone doors, one in front of you, one to your left, and one to your right.
Can I make an architecture roll and see which one is the most used?
Sure.
Because
there are
the place
guns in this game?
Want to go is...
The place where other
That's
people...
That's not the die I need to roll.
Or
right
things
now.
Are.
Oh. Yep.
I rolled a 5, and mine's at 3, so that doesn't help me.
They're giant stone doors. They're locked!
Can you still use open doors on a locked door?
That's the point of opening doors. It's easy to open a door that's just closed. You don't need to roll for that.
It's for you, maybe.
Oh, well, okay. It's not my fault
Some
that you
Some people are missing limbs.
Yeah.
You're very
all right.
insensitive.
Would you like
all
to try to
you.
Pick a lock?
Sure.
Roll open doors.
Mm.
Left, right, or middle?
Go with the theme. Right.
Okay, right.
I dropped that instead of William on the table.
I rolled a 1. Yay!
You have successfully picked that lock. And we can see what's on the other side in a moment.
Horrible things.
Horrible. I'm going to come
Horrible.
Running back to where
No, you're here. Not.
If you're lucky.
Alex.
So I'm lucky.
So the squiggle is backed up against the wall in a vague X shape. The wall is on fire.
Mm.
But the fire is doing no damage to the squiggle.
The squiggle is far enough in front of it.
Okay.
And the wall is, it's made of stone.
So if I went...
Burning is the oil.
If I went to attack the squiggle, would I light myself on fire? Or is it far enough away that
you
I...
You can slash at it. You've got a sword.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to do that again. It worked last time.
Okay.
I'm going to do another reckless attack thing.
Woo!
Probably not. That's a 3, 3, 8.
You did not hit it with an 8.
Yeah.
All right, Paul, what action would you like to take?
I'm going to follow our fondue aficionado.
Okay, you lead down the hallway where you find your fondue aficionado just finishing picking open a door lock.
Clunk, 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 clunk.
It's a little shorter than it should have been.
Your move is, fuck this noise, I lost a leg.
All right, so
you lose it, still there.
It's poorly conceived terror.
It looks different.
Makes one squiggly attack doing doodle damage.
A spaghetti leg. It's not that horrible.
And you. You're actually the one that's hurting it. All right. And your armor class
minus
is...
-4.
Your armor class is definitely higher than 3.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So its doodle attack does nothing to you this particular turn.
Doodle attack.
I block it with my shield.
Boom.
My rusty, horrible shield.
There you go.
It tickles your shield.
Okay.
I'm going to try shooting it with an arrow.
You can try that.
I roll a 1.
Turns out that shooting a squiggly line with an arrow is among the things that is most difficult in life.
Oh.
Alex,
mm-hmm.
Roll a saving throw.
Sorry about that.
Versus...
Breath weapon. It's a dodging out of the way saving throw.
Nope.
Roll your damage on Alex. You just shot him in the back.
Sorry about that.
You just fired into melee. And missed.
3.
Alright.
So what are you doing?
Oh, that's not where the damage is supposed to come from!
We'll have more HP than Ryan.
I am going to... I still have 3 more flasks of oil, and this is the best idea I've got. So.
Do it.
Oh, God, no.
So don't throw it. Pour it.
Just pour it right into the flames?
Well, no, the flames are behind the thing.
Can I try to douse the thing with oil before I throw the flaming grenade, and then I'll just
spend this
light
round
it?
Trying to douse it.
All right, I will do that.
Okay, make a melee attack to douse.
Okay. That was at 19.
Ah, you have successfully doused this thing in oil.
And
now it
not
is
me?
Slippery and squiggly.
Good. Someone selfie starts calling out. Someone light it. Someone light it.
With my, with his 19, did he not douse me?
He did not douse you.
Good.
It's also he was making a melee attack, and you were. It's only when you make a missile attack into melee that you have the danger of hitting your friends.
Yep.
Yes. So that brings us back to around the corner and down the hall.
Yay!
Where opening up the door reveals catacombs.
Interesting.
Narrow tunnels housing the bodies of the Duvenku honored dead, their bones laying open in berths lining the walls. There were the remains of at least 100 people here.
Oh, good. I assume that Duvenku or whatever it is like written all over the place, because otherwise how the hell would we know that that was...
Well, that's... Here? The language in the book, which Ryan happens to be an expert in.
I don't.
But yes, a simple history check, which any of you could make, you know, one in six times, would reveal.
I don't have history.
Nope. That this is the way that the Duvenku always treated their honored dead. Anyway, though, that's what you guys have found, Alex.
Oh.
You got an arrow in your shoulder and a greasy squiggle in front of you.
Would it be a melee attack if I just wanted to, like, shield back? Because is the wall behind it still on fire?
Yeah.
To just shield, bash it, like, back into the wall? I'm going to go reckless. All that's right. That's how
reckless
rock gut rolls.
Slam. Don't roll a one.
I didn't. I rolled a four. Which puts me at nine.
Whee!
All right. You kind of wave your shield at it in effect.
Yeah.
If you rolled a one, you would have managed to, you know, run yourself into the plane.
Oh, yes.
Which, you know, everybody's glad that you didn't do. And by everybody,
especially me.
Yeah, by everybody, I mean mostly you, because I would have found it funny.
Oh, I would have found it funny, too. Not my character.
You know, you're standing at the door to some catacombs.
Can I try reading the language again? Maybe the book was a different dialect that I wasn't familiar of the language.
Go for it. Nope. You don't know. Not at all.
Sucks to be you.
So yeah, you can choose to desecrate tombs, or you know, there are three more there are two more doors.
I will
open
try
another door.
Opening
open
another
door.
Okay, roll to open doors.
Nope.
You have failed to open that door.
See, I roll high. I don't roll low. That's how the luck of fall works.
All right. So there's the terror. There's the terror, and it would like to, you know...
Terrify us?
Yeah, do nasty things. Unfortunately, I keep rolling, like, sevens for the terror, so, yeah. It squiggles at you.
Yeah!
It squiggles ineffectively.
We both flail ineffectively at each other.
Really, its red weapon was by far its best ability.
Oh, yes.
You know. Oh, you guys could have had much worse on the damage that could have done. Beck?
Okay, well, I'm going to take my tinderbox, and I'm going to go light and thick.
Okay. Roll a d20. Don't suck.
Come on, I'm not sucking. 19.
Nice.
You have successfully lit the oil on the creature on fire, which causes it to wail in a long-dead language that never actually existed. It squeals, it burns, it writhes, it slams itself against the wall, which is also on fire.
Poor tactical move on the squiggles part.
Eventually, it decomposes into a pile of angry lines on the floor.
What happens if I kind of scuff them out with my shoe?
Well, they get kind of mixed into random dust and grime and ashes.
Okay.
Is there still fire around?
The oil will go out after
a
couple
of hours.
No, I know. I'm going to grab the book and throw it on the fire.
Oh, good call.
You burn the book.
Very good call.
Don't read books.
Right. I'm sorry.
Now, could someone take this arrow out of my shoulder?
Grab.
Flares.
Yoink! Well, I got my arrow back.
Yes, you got your arrow back.
Where did the other two go?
Well, there's an open doorway that way.
Walking down the hall. Right. It's not even a door. It's a hallway that leads down to where they were. From the central worship room, you can either go to the left or the right. They had gone to the right. And a little ways down, you can find them at a dead end with three doors. One of the doors is open and is dark and nagging musty. And they are currently fiddling with the lock of the second door.
Thanks for the help.
Can I try another door again?
Good news, guys. The Swiggle Monster's dead.
Is not open.
God. Doesn't matter then.
I rolled a 6, so I didn't open it.
Okay, so you guys kind of futz with the doors for a bit. The rest of the party can talk to you if you'd like.
Thanks for the help. It was really good.
We killed it.
I found the catacombs.
Leg!
Good
everything's
for you.
Okay.
Leg!
Hey, his leg is just a line now. It's
is
weird.
Is that what you can still is? Walk on it.
Arrow wound!
Hey, I came in here down a limb already, so you know.
Fair enough. All right, would people like to pick locks? And
Yeah, I'll try. I have
either,
two.
Either trap kills you all
I do.
Or you open a lock?
I'll go with the middle door.
All right.
I got it. I succeeded.
Oh. So, did anybody get the left door while we were at it? Or
I got another door while he was doing that.
Okay, so you've unlocked both doors. The middle door leads to another set of similar catacombs, rough, narrow tunnels housing the body of honored dead in open berths lining the walls.
Does it look like there are doors at the end of these?
No.
Okay, so they look like
dead ends. These are rough, carved out catacombs, basically, where they made these berths and went deeper as they needed to put in more bodies.
Okay, so I thought we close the doors and lock them again if they're dead ends.
But the honored dead could have stuff.
Yeah, maybe these Satanists were buried with the
body. A few people are out down weapons right now.
Don't touch the book, but touch the weapons with the dead.
Focus.
Yeah. Nothing good ever comes from books. Sometimes good comes from looting graves.
I close the door.
Click. The third door, the left door, actually does lead to a corridor.
Just a corridor? That's not exciting.
I just keep rolling sixes and fives. Like,
are you trying to roll out the bad numbers from that die?
I was trying to use it to search. It would be me searching a long time.
Well, they argue. You just look around. Look around.
Yeah, the door's closed.
I need a 1 on search.
I grab her and drag her along.
So, the hallway that the left door leads to, it's kind of L-shaped, so you go up about 15 feet and then it turns to the left. And it actually continues forward, or there's a big, heavy stone door on the right. With the shape of a ghostly face, with a lock inside of its fanged open mouth.
I'm not sticking my hand in that. Fortunately, I'm very ineffective at this, specialist!
There's my 1.
There you go.
Ah.
Great.
You pick open the door. It's a little eerie, you know, picking it open with your hands inside the fanged maw, but, you know. So this door opens to a small, about 15-foot passageway. There's a door on the other side that appears to be made of marble. Yeah.
Have we seen any trace of the kids at all?
No.
Not even like a pathetic, bedraggled teddy bear or anything?
No.
That's insufficiently creepy.
Mm. So it's just
what do you want to? What do you want to bet that the townsfolk have totally been sacrificing their own children? They sent us in here to die horrible deaths.
That's probably pretty good. Maybe we're the next sacrifices because they
Could
ran
be.
Out of kids.
Could be.
I'm going to try architecture to see if this is the most traveled path. Not with a 3.
Hey, Paul.
Yes.
What are you wearing?
Clothes.
Well, leather armor.
It wasn't immaculate clothing.
Leather armor. It was immaculate clothing over leather armor.
How much metal are you carrying?
Well, the steel mirror.
Okay.
And maybe arrowheads. Maybe the garrote wire.
Okay. So your backpack and your quiver start falling towards the ceiling. As you walk inside the small corridor to examine it, everything metal on your body starts falling up.
You can fly. You
like
can
powerfully
fly. You can fly. You can fly.
Powerfully.
Okay.
I grab onto my backpack. No, my things.
I'm not going in there.
And I start backing up if I can.
You kind of drag yourself out. Try to roll at or below your strength.
20?
Yeah, I'm a D20.
1.
You successfully back the hell out. and just kind of drag your bags over the door frame.
Hmm.
It wasn't right when he walked in. It turned on shortly after he walked into the room.
Is it on the whole way out, or does it, like, stop at one point when he gets close to the door?
It's only inside that small corridor. If you're outside, the
No, I know, but you said it only started after he went in. So is there, like, a line where in the room where he walked past it and it dropped, or is it the
you
whole way out?
You weren't paying that close attention. He was examining the architecture.
Okay.
Right, the architecture.
I take Arrow. Can I borrow somebody else's rope? Because my rope is, you know...
Yeah, I give you my rope.
Great. I tie the rope onto the arrow, and I shoot the arrow into the room.
You shoot the arrow to the lens into the room, and it goes on an arc as if gravity was reversed for it, and ends up landing on the ceiling.
Hmm. I reel it back in.
You're going to need to resharpen that arrowhead, because it's scraped along the ceiling a bunch. Oh,
I got my rope back, at least. Well...
Well, I mean, okay, how many people are wearing stuff that is heavier than they can lift?
Oh. I mean, I have chain armor, but I'm also a dwarf.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if it's just attracted to the ceiling by, like, the amount that gravity would, then most of your problems
are heavier. Can I take my rope and tie it into, a little net? So I could put my stuff in there and hold it.
Like a balloon full of all your stuff?
Yeah.
And try it.
What would...
I mean load as much as you can into the backpack.
What did they say? What did
oh, right, backpack. Yeah, duh, never mind. That makes more sense.
No. What's your intelligence level?
Eight. The backpack makes much more sense.
Fighters getting...
Or my sack, either one.
So you load everything into your sack.
Well, I'm going to keep wearing my chain armor because it would probably be easier to hold down while I'm wearing it. I don't know.
Or you could end up on the ceiling.
Yeah. No,
well, okay.
All the metal goes in the sack.
All right. Well, fine. Let's do this as an experiment. We tie your rope to your ankle. We stand outside and hold on to the rope.
Yes.
If we have to reel you back in, we will.
No. I tie. How long is the corridor?
15 feet.
Okay. I tie the rope to my sack and leave the end outside. So in case, I take all my metal off and put it in the sack.
Okay.
And then tie it with the rope. So if it gets stuck to the ceiling, you can just reel it back in so I don't lose all my stuff.
Okay.
And then I'm going to run through the room, the corridor.
Okay, well, walking through, your body is unaffected.
Yeah, well, it's
and,
the,
your sack just falls to the ceiling.
Well, I want to hold on to it while I go. Oh, it's that strong?
Yep.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to let go and I'm going to reel it back in.
Little flickering cloud.
Strength check.
We'll help.
Do I get my bonus?
You try to roll your strength or lower.
Can we all help with the strength?
Nope.
It's stuck.
Let's see. Even if we all help?
You can try. Give it a roll.
I rolled a 20.
Yeah, you're trying to roll low.
I rolled a 10 out of 12, so...
A 20 is not helpful.
Nope. I rolled an 18.
Yeah, me too.
I'll help! No, it's pretty well stuck up there, and you managed to, through all your pulling, maneuver it into a corner.
I just got a 1. I just got a 1 for yanking on it, because Rockgut is stubborn. He's not giving up.
And you successfully climb up into the corner next to yourself.
All right,
you can sort of hump along the
ceiling. I open the sack and pull out my sword at least.
Strength check. To climb down the rope.
Holding
your
sword.
Nat 20.
Whee! So now you're hanging from the ceiling by your sword.
This off.
Okay, I'm going to take everything that's metal off.
Okay.
And I'm going to go search to see if there's an off button.
Go for it.
I'm not going to do well here.
I will follow suit.
I'm gonna look from my perch on the ceiling.
I have failed to find anything.
Nope. I searched. I found whatever there is to find, hopefully something.
There's a mechanism built into the hinge of this door.
Huh.
So if we go in and shut the door,
the door that you walked in through,
the in door. Okay.
Yeah.
So if we all go in and shut the door,
Yeah.
What happens?
If you all go in and shut the door, for 10 seconds nothing happens, and then everything falls off the ceiling.
Ow.
Hopefully nobody was standing under the giant sack full of metal.
No.
No.
Well, I'll give you that one.
Alex was dangling from it, so...
Yeah. Well, I managed to get the sword out, but just still stuck. Yeah. So I was next to it.
Whee!
Mm-hmm. I hate Magnus.
They work.
So
let's be honest. There's very little you don't hate.
It's true.
The lock on the other side. The door is made of smooth, featureless marble with a dial attached to it with the Roman numerals 1 through 12 around the edge. It appears to be a combination lock.
Oh, good.
I would like to open the door.
Roll it.
I would like to open the door, too. I'm just not going.
I rolled a 2. I have 2 for open doors.
You press your ear against it.
Safe cracker. Safe cracker dwarf.
What? What are you doing? What?
And successfully opened the door.
Hooray!
Rockgut has redressed himself. Not that there was much to redress.
And oh, 10 seconds later, Rockgut is hanging from the ceiling.
God!
Because after the door is opened, I'll just put my armor back on it.
Essentially.
I close the door.
Bunk. 9, 8, 7.
So I brace myself to land.
Does it relock 4, if we close it?
3, 2, 1.
Well, presumably you know the combination now.
All right. I walk over to the other door.
Yeah, all the metal stuff's in the normal door.
Yeah, so you can open it again without trouble.
I never,
you were paying enough attention when you unlocked it the first time to know what the combo is.
That was good.
All right, so you open up the door, and there is another corridor. This one, this is the number 21 corridor. It's about 20 feet long. There are doors to the left, the right, and at the other end of the corridor.
So, like, left and right, right next to us, and then at the other end.
It's about halfway down on the left and the right, and then at the far end. So there are 4 doors to this corridor.
One we just came through,
yeah.
3 more.
So what you're saying is it's a 4-door corridor?
Yes. I am saying that, yes. So, but yeah, it's about 10 feet wide, maybe 40 feet long.
Well...
I would like to go to the left door.
I'm going to roll search first to see if there's any traps in this corridor.
Ooh!
I don't...
Architure! Which one looks most used?
Go for it.
I don't know what I rolled.
You rolled a 6.
6. That's not helpful.
Yeah, no.
Architecture? 1. That is helpful.
So, the door on the left is made of solid steel... And next to it, there are 4 pale stones mounted on the wall. 1 blue, 1 red, 1 green, and 1 yellow. The door on the right is a locked, heavy stone door with the shape of a ghostly face on it with a lock inside its fanged open mouth. This looks vaguely familiar.
Have those been things we want to follow or not?
I don't know.
The door on the far end, the door is... An airtight metal hatch with a wheel mechanism in its center used to open the door.
I'm going to vote against that one.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote against all of them, but we need to pick one.
I vote the door with the Simon buttons.
Well, okay. Specialist, you were so good at the face thing before.
So, face or Simon buttons?
Whichever one you don't want me to open.
Ah. Okay, Paul?
Yes?
Your odds or evens?
Oh.
Whichever one is more terrible for my character.
Okay. Your dominant hand, which I'm going to guess is your right hand.
Sure.
As you attempt to pick the lock, the mouth clamps shut, trapping your hand.
Just trapping or, like, severing? How trapped?
It does not inflict damage. It's just
stuck.
His hand is in there.
Can I try to pry the jaws open?
You can try.
That's strength check.
Make an attack roll against it.
Attack roll? Okay. Yeah. That's better. But I rolled nat 1.
Did you then?
Sorry, okay. Paul.
Both Paul and Alex make a saving throw versus breath weapon.
Uh-oh. Oh, good.
Nope.
16 or better. No, that's a 2.
Yeah, I got a 13.
Oh, okay. So you both take 4 points of damage as a chunk of sharp rock flies off and manages to hit both of you.
What are you guys at?
I'm at one.
Oh, I'm dead. That's four damage.
Well,
you're at zero?
I can fix you.
Okay.
It's a dead man.
I thought I was just going to cut his hand off. That's okay.
Dead character.
Well, I suppose you could do that now if you wanted to. Is the piece of stone breaks off, shoots through his body, and then lands in you.
But then now you can't unlock the lock because there's hand jammed up in the mechanism.
Use the bones.
You just get the edges of the bones with your fingers just sort of like try to... Wait, the tendon kind of rolled up inside. Here we go. If I pull it out, I can sort of move his thumb.
You know,
the tendon, use it like a marionette.
That hurt even more than the arrow you shot me with before.
Well, okay, I owe you. So I'm going to use my one clerical spell a day. Oh, man, you've got to be kidding. Okay, well, you get 2 points back.
All right, so I'm at three.
That was a really sucky roll. So I've just used my clerical spell.
Yes. You have the distinction of being the first character to bite the dust. Alas, for Gertrude.
Yay!
So pick somebody else. Gertrude's near next.
Pick someone random.
We'll catch up with you.
Let me do random.
Okay.
I came as soon as I heard.
The agonizing scream.
I followed the bloody trail from your stick leg.
Oh, good. I am another cleric.
Oh, good.
Missing limb as well.
Oh, good. Apparently, there's some sort of horrible ritual to create clerics in these parts.
I could use another cure wound spell if you're giving them out.
We only get one.
Give yourself
a total.
Yeah, it's first level, so
yeah.
You get one spell per day.
Yeah, rock cut's not long for this world.
Excitement.
Yeah, that was a total waste of my cure light wounds.
Gertrude the second.
Hi, I'm Gertrude's sister, Gertrude.
Mertrude.
It's like what was the kid's name where it was five kids and they're all named
Bjorn.
Bjorn.
Oh, we got another one. Might as well name him Pikel.
Pertrude.
I like Mertrude.
Mertrude.
Yes, we'll go with Mertrude.
We'll call her Murdy.
As Mertrude walks in and you guys, you know, are trying to deal with Gertrude's body, you realize it's getting warm in here.
Oh, good.
Oh, God.
Time to play Simon. I want to unlock the other door.
Okay. So,
I rolled a one.
Woo! We found the kiln.
So, you press buttons at random and get insanely lucky.
Woohoo!
Because, you know, you press the button and it stays down until you've pressed all the buttons and then it slowly rises up to its original position. But you manage to press red, green, blue, yellow in the first try.
Ooh.
They all stay down and the door unlocks.
Oh. After you. As I limp in behind her. Ah.
So... this appears to be a...
You can take Gertrude's stick leg and use it as a cane!
Yes, you can.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Once everyone goes through the door, Rockgut looks around to see if there's anyone there. Just takes his sword, cuts off the stick leg, and uses it as a crutch. Where'd you get that? Don't ask.
Well, that would imply that you are not the first one in. Who is the first one?
Oh, I'm not.
Oh, I'm probably me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yep.
Poor
yep.
You.
So, the walls of this corridor are adorned with many, many magical runes.
Don't touch those.
Don't.
Of course, you're looking at them.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't even look at them.
Magic.
Don't know how. What am I doing?
You
want to roll over?
You want to roll over 14 or over?
Okay, I want to squint so everything is blurry.
You rolled a 7.
Uh-oh.
All right. You go catatonic, aware of your surroundings, but unable to interact. You are completely unresponsive. So if you see your dwarf walk in, go...
Well, I'm a dwarf.
Okay, but the room is warming up.
Yeah, the hole you were in is warming up, and the new one just made your dwarf go catatonic.
Okay. All right, so we're going to squinty here, so we can't really
look
see.
At the floor.
Right, yeah.
Does the floor have
very interesting floor?
The
take
floor
me with
is
you.
Clear.
All right, and we grab you by your feet and drag you out. We're going to drag through this as fast as we can. Draggy to drag.
Okay.
Are you guys going through the room or just taking me?
I'm going to let them go first. I'm going to wait in the hall for a bit.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not taking off all my clothes because it's mostly made of belt, and I only got one hand.
So the far end of the rune room has a door.
I rune the rune room.
Thick, heavy marble with five heavy steel bars set across it to prevent it from being opened.
Oh.
You could, I mean, they're very heavy, but you could remove the bars from this side.
Oh, wait. Maybe we wouldn't go back the other way.
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed.
Yeah, that's why I'm still... Rocket's still standing in the hallway.
How hot is the hallway?
There's another door.
It's unpleasant at this point, but continues to get warmer.
Can we get through the last door? Because I don't think we're
going to
open that.
I'm going to go walk down to the...
metal hatch with the wheel.
Can I... Well, first I see you, and I say, oh, you look like you're injured. Perchance, would you like me to heal you of what...
Yeah, you? Sure.
That's what a
D6 is. Okay, so you roll a D6 and you add 1 because you're a first level character.
3.
Cool.
And then I'm going to try and remove the metal bars from the room door.
No, don't do that.
No, I'm walking down to the hatch.
Nope.
Wooden bow arm just leads you right out.
Nope.
I also have a wooden bow arm. It's our cleric's sect.
The sect of bow arm.
Yes.
We tap our bows against each other in an arcane ritual. The rest of you are all confused.
Bow arm.
Is there a hatch in this door, or is it just a big metal door?
All you need to do is...
No, I mean, is there like a window we can look through, or is it just...
No.
Solid.
It's just made of metal.
All right. I'm going to regret this, but I'm going to...
Okay. And you can just... open it right up. There's a wheel on the other side, too. As you pull open the door. And the other corridor... this is area 59 that we have reached. So this is another passageway. Interestingly enough, there are holes all over the walls.
Oh, no.
No.
About 6 inches in diameter.
That's even
six
worse.
6 inches? Okay, so they're not going to be... Probably not going to be things that fly out. They're probably going to be like worms that crawl out or something.
In the middle of the hallway, you can see a portcullis with a gate in the center of it.
It's closed.
It's closed, and there are 3 handles on it.
So you need 3 people to make it across?
Sorry.
Well, you can walk over. It's a portcullis. It's a gate that's down, and there's a door that opens in it, but that door is locked. Or that door is closed, and there are 3 handles on it. 2 red, 1 blue.
Well.
It's getting hot in here.
That could be water, too, that comes out of those holes.
Or
it's
oil.
It's airtight.
Or fire. Oh, you're right, it probably...
I'm going to open the big hatch all the way, and I'm going to take my iron spike and, like, jam it in the hinge.
Jam that door open?
Yeah.
Okay.
So at least it gives us extra room if something starts filling in there. And then I'm going to go examine the door on the other side, I guess.
All right.
I got a 2 and open doors.
Do you guys take my body with you?
Yes.
Okay.
He's just get dragged along.
Is she tonic?
You're still alive.
Or is she catatonic?
She's still alive. She's not dead.
I do not open the doors. I got a 3.
Once we get her out of the room...
You need to pick one of the 3 levers to pull.
So you said red, blue, red?
It's red, red, blue.
Blue!
Are they all in the same position? Right.
They're
now?
All up.
I'm going to vote for blue.
Yeah, blue.
Blue?
Blue.
All right. So. All characters must make a saving throw versus paralyzed.
Okay.
That's out there.
I'm already getting a 9. Do I still need to do that?
Oh, wow. I rolled a 20.
I succeeded.
How did you do?
I'm still catatonic. Do I have to?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
What am I rolling against?
Against paralyze.
It's third from the top for the defense.
I rolled a 3. That's bad.
So
you're kind of caught and paralyzed.
Well, you don't notice the paralyzed.
Draw you just so you can play again?
You're not actually paralyzed. The thing is, so... what those holes open to is actually a series of mystic portals to airless space.
So
you have just been subjected to explosive decompression.
Ah.
Now, They're only 6 inches wide, so you're not getting sucked out through them, but the air is all gone.
But the door was propped open.
The door was propped open, so all the air comes swooling down from the other room as well.
Oh, so now we've drained both rooms of all the air.
To your credit, however, it's much less hot in there.
I was going to say, it's not as hot anymore.
So, pull another lever. Right. Pull another lever back.
Not blue! Anyone, not blue! Anyone with a torch or other light source, there's no air in here. Your flames are extinguished. If you have any loose items in your hands, they will be sucked towards the hole.
No.
Fortunately, my bow is attached.
Yeah.
Yep. Clink.
All right. Let's see. You don't have any vials containing potions that could conceivably burst easily. And you're about to start dying because of lack of air. And you reduce your constitution modifier
Ooh.
By one. Not your constitution score, your constitution modifier.
Okay.
As you were unable to prevent your lungs from having the air violently ripped from them.
Ouch.
Okay. Oh.
So I'm going to try... Can I put the blue lever back?
You can.
It's not you, that's me.
Might as well.
Well, I also failed the saving throw.
Against yep, paralyzed. That's what the paralyzed saving throw is for. To violently suck the air out of your lungs.
Hmm.
Okay, so he pushes the blue lever back in place. What happens?
Nothing.
Red! Let's pull the red.
Next lever.
All right,
I start going into the other room with the Simon door.
I don't think there's any air left in there.
Yeah, well, pulling that door open would be rather difficult.
Because they're pulling into a vacuum.
Yeah.
You need to be able to push it open and... Well, there's a vacuum sucking it towards you.
Yeah. But I'm trying.
Okay, so you're over here going...
No, no, it's...
No, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's right. So you pull the middle red lever.
Sure.
When suddenly, all the air rushes back into the room.
Oh, good.
Blue! Not blue!
Do I then fall into the room?
Don't look.
Make a saving throw versus magic. You fell into the room with the evil runes all over the walls.
17, and my magic is 13. So,
you have successfully saved. Oh, no, don't look at those. Good for you. All right, so you are able to unlock the gate in the portcullis, which allows you to reach an airtight metal hatch. With a wheel mechanism on the far end of this corridor. Gee, I wonder why that was there.
Push it open.
So.
Oh. Never mind.
So. Oh. You apparently don't need to do that yet. There is, in the middle of that wheel, before you open it.
So reassuring.
Is the impression of a right human hand.
I know where we could get one of those.
Yes, you do.
And it looks like there is some kind of symbol in it. If someone wants to make a languages check to find out what the symbol is.
I can't, because I'm still kept on
it. Sure.
How do clerics have, like, zero language, practically?
Nope.
Can I try slapping her around
yes.
a little?
It took, like, three or four
You can try. It won't accomplish much. You would have needed to use your cure white to relieve her...
Oh, well.
Sorry.
Oh, I don't have any of those
There's
letters,
another
so.
Thing that will solve it, and eventually you might figure that out.
Okay, so I am lawful, but I'm not good.
Yeah. You are lawful in the sense that the universe reacts to you. This does not mean that you are good.
I cut a throat. We're getting a new character.
All right. You poor thing. I will put you out of your misery.
Yeah.
Oh, sad Meadlin is gone.
Oh, well, then we've got an extra right hand. Would it fit in the hole, or is her dwarf hand too small?
You can put the hand
All right, so I'm going to pick up her body and manhandle her hand. It's right there already. I don't want to dull my sword.
Yeah, something other than a cleric.
I'm a magic user.
Nice.
I'm also in a uniform. I also work at the fondue shop.
Your
it's
best friend from the fondue shop.
So I'm a magic user, I'm an old female, and I'm muscular.
Okay, those don't usually go together.
The sad thing is there's someone I work with that immediately comes to mind when I read that description.
So, Angry Needlin? Where's Sad Meadlin?
Sad Meadlin's dead.
Meadlin. I'm gonna be Strong Meadlin. Yeah.
Okay, so Strong Meadlin comes rushing in. I heard what happened to Sad Meadlin.
I turn around, holding her corpse, the head up to the door. Yeah, that was a real shame.
It was a tragedy.
So
we're honoring her the only way we know how.
By opening this door.
So you shove the hand into the door, and the symbol that's on it burns into the hand like a brand.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take that with us then.
Yeah, we're going to take that hand.
Chop.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah, I'm just going to take my sword.
Clunk.
You open up the door. And you notice that while there's a wheel on the other side, that entire side of the door appears to be coated in copper.
Uh-oh.
Which is a curious thing. The room...
So anybody thinking Zappity
has
Zap?
Has an altar.
Yeah.
Is the whole room copper or just the door?
Actually, most of the surfaces are covered in copper.
Oh, Zappity good. Zap.
Yeah.
Does that include the floor?
So, well, the thing is, this room has an altar in the center, and then on each of the walls... There are two dragon heads.
Oh, no.
So there are two, what appear to be mummified dragon heads with their mouths open.
Yeah.
So it's you know, creative taxidermy.
How charming. How quaint. Mm-hmm. How atmospheric.
There's, on the far wall, there would be a fifth dragon head, but it appears that that has been removed or destroyed. There's a stump, and it seems like something is trickling out of it.
So there's... Four dragon heads?
There are four.
Oh, two on each wall. Fifth. Okay. Can we tell, like, what kind of dragons they were? Color-wise? Or are they just... Or is that not a thing?
They're kind of grayish.
Okay.
They're mummified. On the altar, which has the same symbol that you burned into a hand on its sides, is a fabulous golden goblet inlaid with gems. It is empty, but bloodstained.
Fresh blood?
No. Not at all.
So, I would say let's not drink from that.
Probably a good idea.
I'm gonna take Meadlin's body. Throw it in.
Sad.
Not the hand. I'm holding the hand.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. you her de-handed corpse, you throw into the room.
Nothing said, Meadlin.
It lands on the floor with an unpleasant
squish.
Poor Meadlin.
No, that's
no, sad, Meadlin. I'm gonna wave the hand.
You put
with
your right hand in.
You wave the hand
and shake it
nothing
all
happens.
About.
Oh, nothing happened yet.
Can I go get the goblet and then collect what's
yes.
dripping
yeah,
out?
Yeah, go ahead.
And
let's see.
You go and grab the goblet.
Uh oh.
Well, that was a decision.
Nothing happens.
I'm gonna whatever dripping out of the fifth head. I'm gonna collect it in the goblet.
What does it look like?
It doesn't do anything to the goblet, but it sisses when it hits any of the dried blood on it.
Don't let that touch your skin.
Mm. It's hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah.
What if you try pouring some of it on Meadlin?
How about that?
Yes! Oh. Pour it on Zach Meadlin.
Oh, it eats right Meadlin. Through it. It eats right through the corpse. It is highly acidic.
Sad Meadlin.
Is there another door in here?
I'm
or is
so
that
sorry, Allie.
This is a dead end.
Wait. So you know what that would be good for? The big bars in the rune room.
Yeah. Can I also
wait?
How
is that
useful?
I thought they were iron bars.
There aren't copper rods. It's just there is a thin coating of copper on the walls and floor.
Pour a little on the floor.
Use it for the hand in the puzzled character's hand that was in the other lock.
The copper does not react to the acid.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why it's copper?
Maybe.
So, I'm going to collect more of it. I'm going to go toss it on, the runes in the room.
No, don't throw it. No. Dissolve the hand out of that.
I'm going to dissolve the hand out of the...
Well, wait, I was going to see...
You're going to use it to dissolve your previous character?
Yes.
No, just the hand.
Just the hand. Yeah. Okay, you're going to fill it up with a trickle of
acid. Be very careful.
And... you burn off enough of the flesh that you can pull the rest of it out, at which point it kind of clamps down and then slowly opens back up.
Mm-hmm.
Does it affect the metal of the lock at all?
It actually does burn off some of the stone. It's much slower acting on stone
right.
than it is on flesh,
mm-hmm.
but it does react to the stone.
But,
so it's been dripping. Is there a puddle? Has it worn through the floor?
Actually, if you look very carefully at the floor, there are teeny tiny holes through which liquid could drain.
Okay, so somebody put a drain here.
Yes.
That's in the copper room.
Yes.
That kind of implies that it's been...
filled?
Well, also that... So the question is, does the drain predate Dragonhead that maybe once was?
I'm thinking that Dragonhead spew acid and fill the room, because the goblet doesn't melt, and if the copper doesn't melt, they could just fill the room with acid and melt whatever's in there.
Oh, good.
And then, you know, leave that way.
I'm going to get more acid than...
Why are we standing in this room again?
Oh, I'm not in the room.
The metal bars, you can just pick those up and move them away from the big marble
bar. I thought they were... Okay.
Someone might want to stop Gertrude before she causes any, you know, death, but, you know, up to you.
Or maybe I'll toss it on the runes? Can I destroy the runes?
Magic versus acid.
You
want to
try that?
No, that's a bad idea.
At least don't do that.
Hey, guys, I've got a great idea. Watch this.
Here, hold my beer.
Yeah.
Do you want to throw acid on the runes?
There's other characters.
Make a saving throw versus magic.
Not a four.
Okay.
Magic wins.
The runes discharge their magic all over you.
Oh, no.
5, 3, 8 points of damage?
No, you don't take any damage.
Wow.
However, you've been afflicted with both severe claustrophobia and hallucinations.
Oh, shit.
So... You will collapse into a ball and sob and whimper because you are indoors. Mm-hmm. Also, all weapons appear to you as poisonous snakes that want to eat you.
So my arm is a poisonous snake that wants to eat me?
Yes. So, Gertrude collapses into horrifying hysterics. However, anyone else can walk into the room now. It's the magic's discharged.
Okay, great. Let's go through there.
Yeah. Good idea.
I'm going to let the
bars out of the way. Thanks for your noble sacrifice, Mertrude.
I'm going to grab Mertrude's bow and just drag her along.
So, I was going to say, what's the name of that doctor that helped all the assisted suicides?
Kevorkian.
I think that's your new title, is Dr. Kevorkian.
Well, I haven't done anything yet.
You might need to see him.
All right, so this is
I just see you grab onto a poison snake and look at
him. Mertrude might need your help with that.
We'll give Mertrude a little bit of time, see whether she recovers, and if not...
She found a good corner to sob in.
Yeah, she did.
All right. So, the metal bars
mm-hmm.
are just, you know, you can lift them right out. You're strong enough to do it. And just, and then the wall the door is made of solid marble. It's heavy, but, I mean, you can just kind of pull it right out.
Sure.
There's going to be something highly regrettable on the other end of this.
My character described as
most...
And everybody make an initiative roll.
Uh-oh. Satanists have not disappointed so far.
Ooh.
3.
17.
2.
Disappointed
2.
All right.
13.
It should go first.
Actually, there's been a disappointing lack of Satanists.
That's true.
So far,
I have cover
on
the door?
I just realized my HP is 3.
Not really.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to knock at the rest of the way open.
It's sad because...
I have double your HP.
Anybody
have
15 or better?
Me.
No.
17.
All right.
13. I don't know how that happened.
Single digit buddy.
Anybody better than 13?
2.
3.
2.
Wow.
Oh, God. Okay, so...
What's happening?
Ryan.
Oh, wow, we got really distracted by that noise he was making.
Right. Yeah, I only got one, though.
Okay, so the creature that tumbles out of the room resembles a giant bald caterpillar. And by giant, I mean giant, perhaps 15 feet long. Its insides, however, instead of being made of fleshy stuff, consist, in fact, of a bright neon liqueous ooze.
Oh.
What color neon?
It scintillates.
Ooh.
Right now it's yellow, but then it turns orange. And red.
Psychedelic caterpillar.
Yes.
So do we still have any of the acid left?
Wrong acid.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, hey, crazy man.
Yes?
Or crazy lady, as the case may be. You make no move whatsoever to get out of the way of this thing when everybody else jumps. Because
no.
You're, you know, curled up in a ball and, you know.
Also, I figure poisonous snake versus caterpillar, that's just a winning fight.
Right.
Don't eat me. Think of all the delicious caterpillar meat you could have.
So you take 2 points of damage.
Wait, that's it?
And you have been injected.
And
with some of its ooze, please make a saving throw versus poison.
Well, isn't this nice that we're using this as the
18, I save versus poison.
Ah, good for you. How nice. All right.
Ooh, is that it?
Alex?
Yeah. Ah.
What would you like to do?
Stab that. Stab it.
Yeah. This is what you're looking at.
It's
stab it 1,000 times.
It has a lot of breasts and blood.
It's very fleshy.
It's very fleshy. And it oozes.
I'm going to make a reckless attack against
that
thing.
If that thing explodes, it's going to be
because
so gross. And we know that's where this is going. We all know. If we don't go all get eaten,
it's
exploding.
It gives me +2 to hit. So it gives me 20 total.
Okay, you have totally hit it. Roll damage.
That's my sword. Is an 8. 6.
Excellent. You have pierced its skin.
Yeah.
Causing the interior muck to splatter the area all around the wound.
Yeah, nothing bad can happen from that.
Which includes you and anyone within 10 feet of you.
That's probably
which
all
would be pretty much the entire party. Everybody make a save versus paralyzed to not be covered in this stuff.
Just paralyze. Nope.
It's
5.
Ooh, I just made it. 12 out of 12.
We want to be above
over.
Or below? Oh, I did not.
That number or higher.
I got a 4.
Higher than that.
I got
okay. Okay, so those of you who succeeded are fine and got out of the way. Those of you who did not are covered with glowing ooze. And for reference, whenever you roll a natural 2, count it as a natural 1.
Ooh. Ooh. This is like Slurm's McKenzie, the party slug.
What?
Futurama?
Yeah.
Slurms McKenzie.
Yeah.
Okay. Paul.
I'm going to get this big poisonous snake. I'm just going to go... Rah!
You're just going to try to ram your poisonous snake into the gecko.
Yes. Eat it! Eat the thing!
Did it at least look like it did not enjoy when I stabbed it?
It did not seem to enjoy that experience.
Okay.
Well, does it have a maw of any form that I could, like, run into? And
the
inside?
It's got a maw.
Yeah, I'm running in and just...
You're going to try to shove your arm down its throat.
No,
and by your
dive
arm,
in.
I mean, you're poisoning a snake.
Yeah.
You can't really swan dive. You don't have an arm, you have a bow. If you do that, you're going to get caught.
Wait.
No,
so you're going to swan dive into an even smaller space?
I'm crazy.
No, you're claustrophobic.
So you're insane with fear. I would like you to make an attack roll. Just make an attack roll.
8 plus nothing.
8 plus nothing. You
have
shoved the arm straight into the creature's fangs.
Which one?
Wait. It's not a bow, though. It's
or the actual arm.
Because I was doing the poisonous snake.
Yeah, up to the shoulder.
Hmm.
So some of it's
so good news and bad news. Your wooden arm comes off in the thing's mouth. That's the good news. The bad news is take another 3 points of damage.
And I'm dead.
And make another save versus poison. Oh, wait, don't bother. You're dead.
Mertrude!
See, I told you this is why I didn't bother to coup de grace.
Well, Flertrude will come along in a little bit. But let's finish this combat before,
of course,
she catches up. Or he. Flertrude could be a guy. I don't know. It's a pretty even distribution
in
there.
Flertrude is a pretty gender-neutral name.
Yeah. Allie.
Oh, it's up to me.
Yeah, it's up to Angry Murgatroyd or whatever.
Strong Needleman.
I like Angry Murgatroyd better.
All right, so wait a minute. So what happened again when I got hit with the goo?
Your twos count as a natural one.
Okay,
now you glow and your twos count as
critical. Okay.
Do we at least like have awesome neon colors all over? Stuff?
Well, yes.
We look like a reed.
Your ability to hide is also effectively zero.
Well, we're in a tunnel. We're in a narrow corridor, so it was pretty much zero anyway.
Okay, so I have a standard sword. I would like to use it.
Okay. That's great.
So
you make a melee attack roll.
So wait, did we take damage or did we just get this weird paralyzation thing?
You did not take damage.
And add your melee attack.
That didn't hurt. It just made your life
19.
Suffering. Nice. Awesome.
All right, you have slash that. Roll a d8 for your damage.
I belong to religious sect that involves removing your arm or placing it with a bow. My life already sucks.
Yeah.
You roll a point of damage. All right, but you have, in fact, pierced its skin.
Oh.
So you and everyone within 10 feet of you should make another save versus paralyzed.
Wait, does Mertrude's corpse prevent everybody else from getting splashed? Do I cover the hole?
No.
No.
I rolled a 19, but this is...
Okay, you're trying to roll high.
Yeah,
oh, good.
Do I need to make it again, even though I made it the first time? Or
yeah.
I failed.
Damn it. All right, well, I made it the second time, too.
All right, so if you failed this roll, if you succeeded, you're fine.
Yeah.
If you failed this roll, then not only are you covered with more sticky ooze, but now your natural threes also count as crit failures.
Cool.
Yes.
Should I point out, by the way, that this is a creature called a luck sucker?
Oh.
So it's the anti-Paul.
Oh, joy.
And Paul is dead.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan.
Paul is dead.
All right. Well, I think my best option here is to backpedal and fire arrows into this thing. But then I would be firing into melee with all the other characters, which is their problem.
Tell us how you really feel.
12.
All right. I would like you to roll a d6.
Okay.
For 1, 2, 3, and the creature is 4, 5, and 6.
Okay. 1.
Alex, does 12 hit your AC?
Does the reckless attack I made against it count for... It meets my AC, then.
So,
yes.
It's minus 4 to the AC, right?
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, yes.
So... Ryan, roll damage on Alex.
What is the damage on a bow?
I believe it's a d6.
Okay. Watch me roll a 6
could
now.
Could kill me.
6.
Yep, I'm dead. So, just for dramatic effect.
Oh, D&D modules.
Rock gut, raises up his sword and lets out a mighty scream because he's about to charge us and get stabbed. And then just gets shot in the back of the head and collapses.
Sorry.
There we go. Okay. So, here. Paul, you'll be playing this, and Alex, you'll be playing that in a moment. We'll see if the rest of the party wipes or flees. At this rate, I'm giving it even odds. Yeah, Kira.
I'm going to back up and try to shoot this thing.
Okay. Do it.
20.
Nat 20.
Nat 20.
Second crit of the game.
Okay. Roll a d6.
1. God damn it.
So 2. If it doubles. I don't know if damage doubles with this.
All right. You know what? This thing already has a wooden bow arm stuck in its gullet. You manage to shoot it in the throat so that your arrow embeds itself on the wooden arm inside its mouth.
That sounds uncomfortable.
It's very uncomfortable. The thing starts flailing wildly.
That mechanism.
This might be enough to cover your escape if you are so inclined.
I'm crunchy and I would like to run.
Well, I mean, is it going to do any more attacking?
Probably not.
Is there anywhere else to go from this room, or it's we're
you
just fighting this thing and we can
go back out the way that you came? It looks like it's a dead end after it. This was in a cell.
So our theory that there was a good reason to keep this door shut was, in fact, correct, it turns out.
You guys could lob more arrows at from the door. It was like, oh!
Wait, so what kind of door was it that in the room we're currently in?
So
that was the Simon door.
Yeah. It was,
so we back out and we close the door.
You can do that.
Yeah.
So the two...
It doesn't have hands.
Abandon the corpses of your friends and just slam the door shut.
Yep.
Hoping that thing
we didn't know
bleeds or chokes or something.
We only knew each other for a day and a half, so...
So who comes running up to join you after you've closed this door?
We're all covered in giant slime.
And glowing slime.
I'm Gut the second.
Oh, so...
Because he's a male, mature, scant-clothing, bald fighter.
So Rocket Jr. appears over here.
Have you guys seen Dad yet? Come home from work yet?
Yes, and Elysia, the cleric, runs up. Yes, Uncle Rocket said we should meet him here.
He died valiantly in battle.
Nobly.
Oh. Yes.
Definitely noble.
My money was on him dying in a gutter somewhere, so I suppose that's an improvement.
Yeah.
How much slime did you have on your bat?
How much slime?
Well, I mean...
Vomit. Not much slime.
Well, then you totally lose. Sorry.
Damn.
So...
Looks like I owe Mom.
There is that door that previously had a hand caught in it.
Hmm.
But Mertrude was smart enough to take acid and dissolve the hand out. So... Mm-hmm. Well, that was
before her untimely death.
Before her untimely death.
Yeah.
I would like to open the door.
Strong meatloaf.
Roll to open it.
Well, I only have a one in...
Elysia is not very good at opening doors.
I'm really bad
at
keeping the dice... Oh, I rolled a one! I opened the door.
You successfully picked that door.
Oh, do I get to pick my cleric spell? Because I'm a cleric.
Yes. You probably want Cure Light, but you can pick something else if you like.
Maybe I don't.
No, maybe you don't. It's true.
I can take Speak with Dead. That might come in handy with all the corpses around.
Yeah, but do they have anything to say that we want to hear?
No.
This door, when you open it up, is another short corridor, maybe 15 feet long. And on the other end, there's a simple steel door. Though you notice the cracks between the door and the wall are sealed with rubber. So if you wanted to open that door, you'd have to tore or scrape away the rubber that seals it shut.
Perhaps with some acid.
I think
you
could
probably pull it out, you know, with a knife and a little patience.
I think maybe we want to pull it out so that it could theoretically be shoved back in.
Mm-hmm.
That's trickier. Mm. I mean, you might be able to manage it, but under the circumstances when you are likely to be managing it...
So these Satanists.
We hate them.
What exactly do they do with all of these rooms? I mean...
Seal Luxuckers in them?
You show up for Saturday night worship and...
Hello.
And throw a bunch of people in the vacuum room?
Maybe. It is a sacrifice.
I'm going to take command as my cleric spell.
Seriously? There's nothing to command in here.
Yes.
No, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So theoretically, there's Satanists somewhere.
I don't think there are.
No.
My theory is still that the villagers totally sacrificed the kids and then sent the luckless adventurers up here to, like, be an offering.
Yep.
I have an idea.
Go ahead.
I think we should go all the way back and take the original left hallway.
You can do that.
Okay, let's do that.
Well, wait, what's in this? What's in this room?
Oh, it's a metal door sealed with rubber around.
Right.
I mean, that
matter. Open that.
There are the two doors that weren't in the statue.
There are.
One more cannon fodder has arrived.
Good news!
Woo!
Good news!
We can't get back to
that,
though.
It's a suppository.
Get the,
what's going on?
The bridges.
We're dying.
The rope
I mean,
down.
Playing a game.
Yeah, the rope is the rope.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we can.
All right.
Let me
get you a chair.
There is a chair.
There is a chair,
I've died
right?
Twice.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, Bobby, mm-hmm. You have.
But you know, Ryan,
you
all right.
We can die.
And also, I can't wait to play this game.
Here, you need a name. Okay, put your names down on the floor.
Yeah.
Sit down. And then read up all on your...
Tell me what to do.
Have fun.
How's everyone doing today?
So, as a quick recap, for those of you who are just joining us,
Eric.
You are a band of adventurers who've known each other for like a day and a half,
mm-hmm.
who wandered into...
Actually, a number of us less than that now.
That's true. Yes. That
for about
true.
30 seconds. Well, we go way back. Yes. Remember when I came in here asking where my dad was?
It's just
good
Brian
times.
And Rebecca that still have their original characters, right?
I have taken no actual hit point damage.
Well, my first character didn't need that.
That persists.
Oh, horrible things happen to me. It's just I haven't actually gotten injured.
Yeah.
I like this power you gave me. I could generate 1,974 D&D characters.
I'm going to use that one.
Just, however, it just gives you a pile of paper. It doesn't actually bring you characters.
I'm Elysia Phoenix Toe.
So,
that's a name.
You wander into a small village.
Random
in the,
generator.
Swiss Alps, where children have been going missing.
Maybe.
The locals blame Satanists. So you have wandered up to the Satanic Temple, which was believed to have been abandoned 40 years ago. So far, you have been mutilated and or killed by the traps you have found here.
Yes.
There has been a bit of a dearth of Satanists.
Okay, I left my dice in the car.
I would just like to point out, though, Chuck,
yes,
that Rockgut the Limp was not mutilated or killed by the traps back here.
That's true.
He was mutilated and killed by his companions.
Numerous times.
Man. Sad Meelin just became catatonic and then was killed by the other players.
Mercy kill.
I kind of mercy killed her.
My first character, Sad Meelin. And now I'm Strong Meelin.
I'm Luella DeVille.
Oh, God.
You probably shouldn't have trusted me.
You shouldn't have trusted Fluella. All right,
Ryan's name is Selfie.
For the PH.
So where were we? Oh, yes. So you come upon this party. So there's a decrepit fighter wearing chainmail and a loincloth.
The second of the group so far.
Yeah, there's a woman, a muscular woman in a fondue-to-go uniform.
What am I wearing? Messy
old
clothing.
Fluella here, who is covered in glowing slime.
And under that, belts.
And under that, belts.
So do the belts glow?
Well, now they do.
Fluella only has one arm. The other arm is made of wood and has a bow attached to it.
That's even better. That's cooler.
Apparently, it's part of her clerical order.
Huh?
Apparently, that's part of her clerical order.
Well, another one of the clerics from my order showed up, who also was missing an arm and had a...
Was it the opposite arm?
Nope. No, it was the same one.
Yep. It's what they do.
Elysia is a scrawny
little
girl. It's
okay, I'll make sure that your name is inscribed
in
the next
time. Wearing a dirty tunic and leggings with mousy hair all over the place. It looks like she just crawled out of the woods to get here.
Okay.
She probably did.
I gotta generate me a name.
So, you were going to go back and investigate the left-handed route from where you fought the half-realized, poorly conceived tower?
Yes.
Sure.
That was my plan.
Okay.
Is that supposed to be a picture of the terror?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that's the half-realized, poorly conceived terror.
Nice.
It is kind of poorly conceived.
It's badly realized.
Unless, should we really move on without further exploring? There might be other stuff that we could...
Well, I don't want to open that metal door with the rubber gasket.
Yeah, none of us want to open up the rubber gasket.
That seems to be the only
thing. And we're
kind
of, like, out of place
to go. That seems like... A room holding... that seems like a door holding back a liquid.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
I don't want to go in there.
Damn it. I wish I had
also,
D30 in here. I'd randomly generate a name with that.
Everything we've opened in this hallway so far has been terrible. So I'm going to go and...
So I suck at attacking
things,
but my saves
here
are pretty good with this.
Typically, Satanist temples are not known for having, like, you know, cookies and soft piles of pillows and puppies.
On the other hand, you have retrieved a bloodstained golden goblet.
That's true. We're going to use it to collect more acid before we go anywhere else.
Okay, you're carrying around an open goblet full of powerful acid.
You can go first.
Yeah, go ahead.
Have fun.
What are you, Flotrude now? Or no, you're Rockgut the Second.
Yeah. That's my cousin Rockgut.
Rockgut Jr.
Uncle Rockgut hated him.
Hated most people.
Yeah, Uncle Rockgut hated everything.
I'm stealing the name from, Key and Peele's East-West thing. Splendiferous Finch!
Alright, Splendiferous.
Are you a magic user?
Yes.
Splendiferous Finch.
That's right, don't forget the Finch part. It's a very...
key part of the name.
Storied family name.
So,
my dad was like a blacksmith.
Hey guys, I hear you're looking for Satanists. Yes, we're going right down this door. So, when you follow that corridor, there are two heavy stone doors with standard locks.
Elysia is going to try to open one. Let's see how she does.
I'm going to try to open the other one.
She does not.
Am I considered to have been already here?
I do not open.
No,
you just
walked in.
You just walked
in.
You just,
right.
You know, you
hey guys, you're Zygnus? Yeah, me too.
They're
late. The blacksmith are just randomly.
You just open the door, I'm there.
Alright,
hi!
There's a left door and a right door.
Ah, kill it!
I failed to open the
door.
Here,
get another door. Oh, okay.
So, we stare ineffectually at the doors.
Why don't you go for some architecture?
I should. No, I can't. Please, I'm not a character. I can still do it. I don't think it might be a misprint. No, I definitely didn't get that one.
After two rolls, I have successfully unlocked
it.
Okay, so you guys sit there for you know, a good half hour.
All my skills are one.
And managed to kick both locks. One to the right actually leads back to the same set of corridors you were in. The left door on the right side leads to the same place as the right door on the left side.
Oh.
Oh.
However, the left door on the left side leads to a stairway. A stairway leading up.
Potentially a stairway to heaven?
And could be.
I was about to...
Very steep.
There you go.
It was the obvious.
Like 60-degree stairs up. And the ceiling is only about 6 feet above the stairs. So it's rather unpleasant to climb.
Well, no. Elysia is rather small. So she can climb.
So you can climb up the stairs.
What is Bush?
Are you going to climb?
It's like survival.
Oh.
It's not useful.
I'm going. Alesia's going up the stairs.
So I will follow you upstairs.
Yep.
It's a topiary spell.
You climb for a few hundred feet.
I made a dog.
I made a dog, and then I chopped off like.
And then finally,
does this feel like it goes up higher than the stairs we went down to get here under the statue?
No.
Okay.
You eventually reach a sculpture of an eye. The eye of many eyes, a man-sized eyeball which is filled with smaller eye-sized eyeballs carved directly from the wall.
Well, that's disgusting.
Nearby on the wall is a basin, also carved from the wall, which is filled with an inky black liquid.
Also disgusting.
Can I try to detect magic on liquid?
You get one spell a day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just before you do that.
You may not survive to cast your second spell, but I'll point out.
Can I pour some of the acid into the inky black?
Wait.
No.
Oh,
no.
God.
Whoa, no.
Can I cast summon and get a surprise?
Alright, I would like to dip
the
non-reactive end of a torch into the inky liquid.
You woke it up.
It's sticky and gross.
Okay, but it doesn't like sizzle or anything.
Nope.
All right.
Does it look like oil?
No.
Now I'd like to use it to color in the middle of the eye.
Paint it a bunch. Nothing seems to happen.
We use the eyeball hand?
I have chalk. Can I color in the white part of the eye?
You can color in the eye.
I have chalk also. Can I help?
Now it's really pretty.
No.
And by pretty, I mean even more disgusting than it was before.
I just got to help.
No. Can I light the blackness on fire?
Fortunately for all of you, desecrating the eye of many eyes doesn't appear to do anything.
Good. I will...
We were just fixing it.
It's just like a bas-relief carved into the wall?
Can I ignite the blackness?
It's... No, it doesn't...
So it's not like pitch or anything.
Doesn't
exist. I'm going to...
It's like ink.
How deep is the basin?
I would like to search and see if there's any other doors in this room.
I shoot a magic missile at the dark.
Maybe a foot deep. It feels like there's something in there.
That's what I was going to say. I'm going to take an arrow and feel around at the bottom and see if there's...
There's something lumpy in there.
Is it something I can, like, move out with the arrow, or do I stick a hand?
No, chopsticks it out.
Yeah.
You're going to try to chopstick.
Well, no, what I'm asking, is it moving, or is it, like, something we'd have to stick in a turn?
There's multiple things in there that I think you think you're kind of pushing around with the arrow.
Push the basin over?
No.
It's built out of the wall.
So let's try to chopstick it out.
Yeah, I'm
going to
chopstick.
Okay, so after some careful maneuvering, you manage to chopstick out what appears to be a human heart.
Oh. Delightful.
You said there. That's it?
Yeah. Were there other ones?
There's more similar shaped lumps.
Keep going.
Can I see some room for another exit? Like,
well, now that I know it's a heart, I'm just going to stab it with my arrow and pull it out. That'll be a lot easier.
Okay. There are, in fact, four human hearts in here. The one of them has a gem stuck in the aorta.
How many kids went missing?
Four.
Are these small child-sized hearts?
No, these are adult-sized hearts.
Oh, well.
Can I take the gem?
Maybe they were just really nice kids.
I take the gem.
So now you have a gold goblet full of acid and a gem.
What kind of gem?
A pretty
inky.
Yeah.
Well, right now it's kind of goopy.
How many adventurers have died so far on this?
Four? We've lost four people so far?
Yeah.
Two for Paul,
one for
Alex, one for Alex. Yeah.
Give me time.
Hey, Ryan and Rebecca haven't lost anyone yet.
Yeah, that seems it.
Yes.
And that's the only thing that's in here?
I mean, you can search around if you'd like.
I would like to search for another way out.
I mean, I'm decreasingly useful, too. At this point, I've got, like, I have a crit failure on one, two, or three.
Failed.
I've lost my spear, and I've used my spell.
Still
can I use my dagger and, like, get it into the Inky Blackness and try to do designs on the eye to see if, like, it interacts some way in Genai?
That does not...
I'd like to search.
Yeah, I just did that.
And got I did that too when I...
I failed.
I'm bad at
it.
You roll a d6 and you want to get at or under your skill.
I fail.
It took about
three
rolls
times.
I didn't succeed in searching.
Ah, no.
So
you poke around for a while.
Sometimes successful.
You find some
figures. Oh, wow.
Okay. Hey, guys, look at these.
Where? In the bowl or just around?
Carved into one of the other walls. They're relatively small. Anyone want to try to decipher them? It's a language.
Sure.
Oh, figures.
Pictograms.
I thought you said fingers.
Yeah, there's some fingers in the wall.
Sorry.
Okay, that's not that absurd given the module, to be fair.
Yeah. No, I do not.
I presume the whole fail on 1, 2, 3 thing does not apply to skill checks.
It's on d20s.
Okay.
I mean, the module's called Fuck for Satan.
Oh.
We just found it in a bowl full of ink and hearts. It wouldn't have been.
We have not found any fucking.
Or Satan.
No.
You
or four.
Well, we
found
four
hearts. No, we succeeded on the language.
It took me a couple of rolls, but yes, I eventually did succeed in language.
You're just going to stand there for
the next.
You know, you really should have just keep rolling until you get it. That kind of defeats the purpose.
It takes a while. You guys are like, eh, and I'm like.
This is why the things that have consequences for failing have killed Paul. So
a week later, I've got it. It's gone.
So it takes you a while, but you do decipher what the pictograms mean, which is that you need to cut out someone's heart and put it in the bowl.
Wait.
Does it have to be a fresh heart?
Well, it has to be a heart.
Well, we've got a few of those downstairs.
No, it's not a heart. We've got a bunch of
those.
Yes. Fucked up.
We'll go get a heart and put it in the bowl.
All right. So you go climbing down the stairs.
Oh, I don't. I'm waiting.
And climbing down the stairs. And climbing down the stairs.
We're
going up the
down.
Sideways stairs.
Climbing down the stairs.
It feels a lot longer than going up, didn't it?
Yep. And climbing down the stairs. You're getting pretty tired. You climb down the stairs.
Maybe we should go back up. It's not working.
Oh, I was waiting up top.
Yeah.
I go back up.
So you go up one flight of steps and you're back at the room with the eye where these guys are waiting.
Where's the body?
I tried tossing one of the inky hearts back in.
Plunk. Nothing happens.
I try going downstairs again.
You go downstairs.
I choose
down
one of
the stairs
downstairs. And back up.
And back up, and there you are.
Are the stairs a straight line, or is like a curve?
They do curve. They actually turn at various points.
Oh, okay.
All right, so who's going to get killed? Not it.
Not it.
Ah.
I cut my own throat.
Wow.
All right. Well, alas for Fluella.
Alesia takes her dagger, and before Fluella has even finished bleeding out,
I'm a halfling.
Starts cutting her chest open.
You cut out her heart.
And this halfling shows up.
Plunk it in. There's a flash of black light.
Hey, guys, there are a whole bunch of bodies downstairs. Should I have brought those up?
Ah.
Well, we're not
too late now.
Don't you go turn around and hurry back down the stairs while the getting's good.
Oh, that's it? That's okay.
There was nothing else in the room?
No, that was just a trap.
We had to kill someone to get out of it.
Yep.
All right, so we go down.
All right, so,
So I guess we're going...
Did we bring the body with us just in case?
Yeah, you can drag Fluella along with you, the heartless body.
So we can go back.
You've also
up
got
to
a dismembered hand, don't forget.
Yes, with the symbol burned into it.
Yeah.
So back to the rubberized room?
No, we can either go back down to the rubberized room or back
the
up to the statue.
The very beginning.
Back up to the statue.
Yeah.
Back up to the statue.
Go through the other two doors.
Oh, rubberized room.
You can go to the rubberized room.
I go to the rubberized room.
All right.
I'm climbing that rope to get out.
Let's do 10 seconds over with Paul in the rubberized room.
That's all it's going to take?
This will be funny. And then we'll go back to the end.
I leave my acid and my gem and the hand with
this character. That just
Splendiferous Films.
Yeah.
Okay, you hold the treasure. I'm just gonna go check that one room. Okay?
Oh my beer!
Right back.
Yep.
I'm just gonna go ahead and be Dildo Daggins.
Dildo. Hold my treasure. I'll be ready. Hold my treasure. This will be awesome.
Exactly.
Why am I holding this hand?
So, Paul, you pry open the door. When you pull open the door, the other door, the one that lets you out of the small hallway, slams shut. And what are you wearing?
Well, apparently chain armor and the loincloth.
Scant clothing.
Ah!
This is where the acid was.
I have one copper piece.
So, you suddenly have severe debilitating intestinal cramps.
Oh, no.
Do you attempt to take off your loincloth?
Yes.
Yes.
Good. You immediately void your bowels.
Yes, I do.
You take a point of damage from the acid that comes along with them.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
That's,
oh, God.
That doesn't usually happen.
Try it. Good thing you were wearing just a loincloth that you could quickly and easily remove.
Mm-hmm.
This massive accretia then gains sentience and attempts to attack you.
I'm glad we only sent one person in there.
Fun fighting your own ass and shit.
Now, see, you are playing a fighter, so your only options are to hit this thing. We are not going to bother playing this out because a massive accretia is immune to physical attacks.
And that's
because really, why would bashing, cutting, or stabbing poo hurt it? Also,
I could burn it.
In 1d10 rounds, your bowels have filled up enough to void themselves again.
Let's roll that d10.
You've got a bunch
of. What was on the other side of the door?
On the other side of the door,
just curious,
was a psychic entity that possesses the feces of mammalian creatures.
Well, that explains the rubber.
What a game I've walked into.
You're welcome, everyone.
Fortunately, however,
the door
is sealed, and therefore the creature cannot get any further than the accretia of poor, lost
Rockgut Jr.
I think my cousin's
so appropriate.
I think my cousin made a terrible decision.
Oh, yeah.
To death by the contents of his own guts.
As the oldest surviving member of this party, I submit to everybody that we leave this horrible place, go back to the village, tell them all that their children are dead, and never speak of this again.
Yeah, I still think we should try those doors at the entrance again.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Doors at the entrance.
All right, doors at the entrance.
Yay!
Now listen to me. I speak from experience. Not the best idea.
All right.
So can I come back with Gotrut Junior?
Gotrut.
Gotrut.
Dildo Daggins does.
Oh, poor Dildo. The bravest little hobbit of them all. Very good at getting into small spaces.
Oh. That's just bad. They delved too deep.
And then
too greedily.
And then back out again.
All right. So, the two doors back at the entrance. One of them leads to a well standing in the center of a hexagonal room. The other leads to a well standing in the center of a hexagonal room.
If I draw a mark on one well with some chalk and then walk over... Are they different wells?
Yes.
Okay.
You can open both doors and look and see both of them.
That still does not mean they're not the same well.
You can see your friend standing in one room and the other one being empty.
Okay.
That means different rooms, not different wells.
I suppose that's true.
All wells
they
are
They appear
wrong.
To be dry wells.
Oh, wow.
You'll guess 40-some-odd feet deep.
Hello?
I'd like to drop something down one of the wells.
I've got a copper piece.
See what happens.
I
drop a copper piece.
It thunks on the ground at the bottom.
I'd like to make a wish.
Wow. I wish not to die.
Oh.
You'll see if
probably not comfortable.
I'm going to light one of my torches and drop it down one of the wells.
Looks like there's a passage at the bottom.
Oh, no.
I have rope. Let's climb.
Wait, what about the... I'm going to do it for the other well, too.
So, you drop a torch down the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Roll a d6.
Uh-oh. Oh, good.
5.
Nothing happens.
Oh.
You can see that there appears to be a passage at the bottom of the other one, too.
Okay.
The torch comes flying up.
Well, there's a passage at the bottom of both of them.
The first one.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
All right.
How much worse can this all go?
If you want to go through this passage, you will
probably... That says a lot from you.
Yeah, you just fought your own shit.
No, no, no. He was killed by his own shit.
Flaming shit.
I'll take you to death with this torch. Ah!
So am I supposed to still be holding this acid in his hands and this...
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, hi.
Hey, wanna...
Wait, no, don't just give the newcomer our treasure. He hasn't earned it.
Well, I don't know what to do with the acid.
Hold it.
Keep it the gem.
Yeah.
The hands is kind of...
So, if you're going to try to fit through this tunnel, you are definitely going to need to take off your backpack and stuff.
Mm.
And if you are larger than, say, a halfling, you'll probably need to take off your armor, too.
I'm
a halfling.
Maybe we should send Dildo down there.
Armor you wear.
Oh, see if it's worth going.
Yeah, let's send Dildo down there. We'll lower him down. I got rope. We're good.
All right. Dildo, head down.
I'll stay
at the top.
All right. So you're going to need to squeeze through crawling on your belly.
Okay.
Oh, you mean at the bottom of the well?
At the bottom of the well.
Oh, I thought you meant the well itself. Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, the well is like 5 feet across. But yeah,
I was like, how small is this
the
well?
Bottom, you need to. It's like 45 feet down.
Gotcha.
Which is good because we have a 50-foot rope.
And many of them, we can tie them together.
Can't we declare it's a lunch break? 11sies?
Breakfast? Second breakfast? So this narrow tunnel leads to a nondescript cave with a loose sandy floor. It's very loose. You know.
Like,
good thing Dildo Bag is
rhythm?
Like, you'll sink to your feet. You're not going to sink all the way down in it, but your feet will go down into the sand. There's also a sarcophagus there with that same symbol that you keep seeing carved onto it.
Hey, guys, can you throw it on the hand?
I'm not attached to it.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
So?
I'm going to line up the symbols and poke the...
Wait, do I have to use my sleight of hand ability?
The sarcophagus appears to be unlocked.
Okay.
You can open it.
Do it.
I'm going to do it very stealthily.
Okay. Inside is a skeleton. With every one of its bones broken.
Oh, well, that's...
And a crown on the head, on the skull. An impressive crown. It's made of lead and decorated with coral.
You'd probably look awesome wearing it.
Yeah, how
it's also sitting on a very obvious pressure plate.
Okay.
Sleight of hand.
But you would look really good wearing
that. I've got sleight of hand. I also have stealth. There's no way I can use stealth for this, is there?
It's a sleight of hand check.
Damn. Okay, well, I'm going to take my sack, and I'm going to fill it with approximately that amount of sand.
Okay.
Indiana Jones this shit.
And now I'm going to fail at this.
All right.
You can do it.
I only have one.
You can do it, Dildo.
I fail.
Okay, you have the crown.
Nice knowing you.
All right. So, you need to make a save versus paralyze to avoid sinking into the sand.
I just fail.
Bob!
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right, so...
I try to toss the crown free as I sink.
You fling it into the tight passage.
Yes.
You're not dead yet.
Help!
Lose a hit point from suffocation.
Help!
All right. I'll jump down.
Well, wait. We have rope. Somebody who's small.
You're a youth.
I'm small. I'm small and scrawny.
All right. So we'll tie the rope around your waist.
All right. Alesia Phoenix Toe is going down.
Okay. So you strip off your armor and crawl through the hole.
I'm taking my dagger too.
Take a rope with you to tie onto her.
Yeah.
Help.
When you get to the crown, do you just fling it back?
Yeah.
Help.
You toss that back along the tunnel to the rest of the party and dive into...
Help.
Is she, like, sticking up?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to rescue Dildo.
maybe I can take another point of suffocation down.
Maybe I can summon something to
just wrap your hand.
No. Oh, you weren't here when he explained the summoning rules.
That's good.
So what you really want to do is just dig on down there, just grab your hands, wrap them tight around Dildo, and just bring it right out.
Just yank the Dildo? So what do I do?
Make a strength check. Make a strength check to grab the Dildo.
Under
your strength score or lower.
Oh, 14, no.
All right, so you're in
this is a slippery dildo.
You take a point of suffocation damage.
All right.
As you reach around, you can try to grab...
I would like to try to grab.
You can make a strength check.
10, or no, 11.
Is it lower than your strength?
It is lower than my strength.
Then you've grabbed a hold of him.
Oh, God, I hope that's him.
Pull me up! Okay, rest of the party. I'll make strength checks. See if you can get them up before they take more suffocation damage.
Where's the D20 in here? There's no D20s.
Nope.
At or under or just under?
Okay.
At or under.
At or under. So I made it.
I find it very frustrating that my character is described as muscular, but my strength is only 11.
At 12.
Okay. So yeah, you yank on the rope, you pull them both out.
I grab the crown as we go.
Yeah. All right. So you pull out. You've got the crown.
What's that?
Yeah. I don't know. Did I see the sarcophagus in there, or did it, like, sink into the sand, too?
Oh, it was up at the top.
I don't know.
So, that guy had all of his bones broken.
Huh. What guy?
The guy in the sarcophagus who was wearing the crown. Who wants to wear a crown?
I'd like to wear a crown.
The crown does nothing but look pretty.
I'm bald. I would like to not have everybody see me be bald.
We keep giving all of our treasure to Paul. Elysia puts the crown on, since she was one of two people who risked her life.
Because I die a lot.
I was going to sign
if it's cursed.
It doesn't
seem to do anything, but it's pretty.
Good. I deserve it.
Go down the other well where
I'm pretty.
All right, so who's climbing down into the other well?
Dildo and I already did our part.
Feel like selfie.
Okay.
Selfie waits at the top.
Want to do it?
I have a help, but I can't climb into the passage. I'm too big.
Okay.
You can summon something that can search it for you.
I could.
Dildo, when you go down into the well, I'd like you to roll a d6.
Roll a 5. That was good.
6!
Oh. You're 5.
Okay.
Yay!
So there are plenty of rats and insects.
So the rats are all related, and they're all,
So we found the fucking for Satan.
The narrow tunnel, which again you will need to squeeze through on your belly, is full of insects.
This is disgusting.
Do you want to
make a save versus
yes?
Good, right. 17.
Put a torch in front of you.
No, you need to roll over.
Yes, actually, I'm going to try to clear them out a bit with the torch.
Why?
Because that's how the saves work.
At which point they just crawl up behind you and start biting your ass.
No.
I would, however, like you to make another d6 roll.
Oh. 4.
All right. So you will be taking minus 2 to all rolls.
Oh.
Because you are covered in itchy, itchy, itchy bug bites. However, when you reach the other end of that tunnel, you reach a standard 10 by 10 by 10 cube-shaped room, which contains 3 levers that stick out of the eastern wall in the exact center of the wall. Each lever is currently in the center position, but each can be pushed up or down.
Not the blue one.
All right, I'm going to pick the center one and push down.
You push the center one down. Middle, down, middle. You hear something grind and scrape in the wall, and you have no idea what happens.
Oh, good.
What was that?
I try pushing it back to middle.
Nothing happens.
Okay. I push the left one down.
Down, middle, middle. You hear what appears to be the reverse of that first sound.
Okay, wait, so...
Wait, what are you... What's that noise? Do we hear it?
You hear some kind of grinding gears inside the wall.
Are you dead?
No.
None of her relatives. None of her relatives have showed up.
All right, I try pushing the right one down.
So middle, middle, right?
No, so
wait,
down,
so do they
down, middle, down.
Middle, down.
Wait.
Sorry.
Okay, so...
Left, middle, right?
Sorry, I meant all three of them are down.
Ah, you're going down.
Do they
down,
spring
down?
Back by themselves?
Oh, no. If you said you put the first one back to middle,
okay.
Which is why I. Is that what you're trying? Or?
I actually meant just that I had all of them, but okay. Let's start up here.
Okay.
A second. So, first, though, so we've got middle down middle.
Yes.
And so that makes grinding.
Yes.
Then down middle middle reverses.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so then middle middle down.
Middle middle down. Again makes the second noise, the reversing noise.
What did it reverse?
If anybody's got ideas here, I'm certainly looking. Okay, so how about up middle middle?
Up middle middle. Makes the first noise.
Maybe even down.
Maybe put them all up?
Everybody up.
Wait.
I mean, there's probably some kind of
okay,
combination.
Okay, so what about up and down? Up, down, middle.
Up, down, middle. Does the second sound.
What if you do up, middle, down? Like diagonal.
Okay, so up, middle, down.
Does the first noise.
Down, down, down.
So, wait, it sounds like I'm going... Oy.
It's enough that we've had...
Alright, down, down, down.
Down, down, down causes the tunnel leading to this room to collapse.
Oh, shit.
Including the entire well structure at location number 4. So the well caves in.
Well...
Are you dead?
There with approximately 3 hours worth of air.
Did we have you on a rope?
All right.
Yes.
Doesn't matter now.
I was just curious.
Up.
The well uncollapses.
All the stones go back into place.
Some kind of crunching sound in the wall that does not sound familiar to the other two.
Okay.
Try down, down, down again. What happens now?
All right, I'll try it again. Down,
down. It polarizes it more.
Now down, down, down.
Now you're not trapped.
Now the entire room collapses and rocks fall and you die.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the end of that.
Well, down was a bad one.
Oh, sorry.
So, poor Dildo. Dildo Daggins.
Can we clear out the tunnel at all?
Do you have picks and spades and excavation tools? Because there was 45 feet down.
Yeah. I'll summon someone to clear it out.
My character with Arcatur died, so...
I've got Arcatur. I've got a spear and a shield.
Architecture or architecture?
So what have we have left that
it
we
is
haven't explored?
I think we've, other than
you've
that
explored
room.
Explored pretty much every passage in this dungeon.
Okay.
So what was in there, though?
So we are going to go back.
What was the proper...
We are going to go back to the town.
Wait. Yeah.
And we are going to burn it to the ground.
Wait, I thought
I
had to do something that almost killed me.
Wait, he wants to summon something to clear the debris.
Yeah, I
mean,
I would also like to summon something.
I would like to leave.
Wait. Why don't we wait and get back to the town and then summon
I want to help my friends. All right. I met 5 minutes ago.
He's totally dead. Dude.
We'll let him summon something. I'll save my summon for when we're in.
All right. You're going to summon something?
I'm totally summoning something.
I'm leaving the room once he starts summoning something.
Yeah.
I'm going to save that halfling.
All right, then. So.
Selfie has become fatalistic and just watches.
You are a first level character.
Correct.
So you will summon at most a 2-hit die creature.
All right.
Alright, so...
That's probably best.
You do not have anything handy to sacrifice.
I have a gem.
No, it's a living creature that you would sacrifice.
Well, there's
some... We did just kill a halfling.
Yeah,
but it wasn't
dedicated.
Specifically
wait,
for this.
Wait, there's a selfie.
Wait, I'll summon something to kill for this.
So first things first, make a saving throw versus magic.
Alright, so I want to roll...
Above
my... Oh, magic, there it is.
Yep.
Damn it. 14 out of 15.
All right, well, that means that a more powerful creature than anticipated might come through the tear in the fabric of reality.
Oh,
well, that's
right.
Good. It can break through the stones faster.
So, let us... Could I have somebody be my note-taker as I determine things about this creature?
Yes, taking.
Okay, so, idea and roll a d20 to determine the creature's original form, which is...
Taco.
Let's see.
Probably not a taco.
There.
No, I'm going.
It is
Would you like
made of pure energy?
Oh, good.
Okay, why is it?
It is made of pure energy.
All right, so nice. It's pure energy.
So, like, you could break the rocks with its energy attacks.
All right. Inevitably, if you had wanted to summon a two-hit die creature, you will actually
come on, 14.
Be summoning. Oh, base number's one.
Oh.
Oh, which means that I get to roll on the appendages table.
Okay. Why is there a table for that?
So this has humming.
Ooh, it hums. It's music.
Humming.
Bird?
A humming stinger.
Okay.
All right. Does it have an additional appendage?
And it's made
it does
pure,
not.
Pure well, energy.
It stings.
So it is made of pure energy. It has a humming stinger.
Nice.
All right. It has
a need to obey.
Number three. It only gets the one power, which is on percentile dice.
Damn.
So it has
someone
the power
yes.
of it can randomly determine a symbol as per the spell.
Oh, that's cool. And those are symbols, are it can hum and it plays the symbols. It's musical.
Yep. And
remind us all what your intelligence is, not your character.
You will need to make the domination roll to attempt to control this creature.
All right, how do I do that?
So the caster's level.
One.
Plus any thaumaturgic circle modifiers or sacrifice modifiers.
78.
Zero.
Alright. Roll a d20. Whereas I, over here, roll a d20, add the creature's hit dice, and its
powers.
Oh, good powers.
God.
I got a 18.
No. Can I cast Dominate on the summoned creature?
You don't have to.
I'm a cleric.
It's a spell, but, you know.
Oh, I thought the cleric was a dominant.
Maybe
no?
It's maybe it's not
nope.
just a missive. Maybe it's
command.
So, what did you roll?
Command.
18.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have successfully dominated this creature.
Oh!
That sounds dirty.
You have won by a margin of 4 because I got 14. Let's see.
Yay! I get to control over one round and then it eats me.
The margin of victory determines how many d10s to roll to determine how many rounds the creature will be under your control. You must concentrate on controlling the creature for this period of time. If your concentration is broken, there must be another domination roll.
This is a completely ludicrous system.
So we roll 4 d10s.
All right, I'm doing one at a time. Uh-oh, 6.
And that will be your number of rounds, so add those up.
13. 21. 27.
You have 27 rounds, each of 10 seconds.
All right.
That you are in control of this creature so long as you keep concentrating. And at the end of that time, if your concentration has not been broken, it will return to its home dimension.
Cool.
So I'm going to
break through that stuff. I'm going to want him to dig through the rocks.
To save Dildo.
Well,
Dildo is already
not
dead.
Oh, that's right. The whole thing
I don't know that.
Oh, the whole room collapsed?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
By the way,
dead.
If you wanted to cast Symbol of Despair, it can totally do that.
I don't think so.
I mean,
no.
If my friend is dead, I might want to spare. So,
so this creature of pure energy, with its
a humming stinger,
with its humming stinger,
can randomly determine a symbol.
Yes, that is its symbol of despair. I just randomly determined it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it uses its body of pure energy mm-hmm. and its stinger.
Yes.
To hum its way down and create a tunnel where the well was.
I won't stop concentrating.
And then it burns its way to where the little room was.
Mm-hmm.
And it burns through some of the stone that was there and finds the corpse of crushed Dildo Daggins.
Right. This thing's name is Henry, by the way, for me.
Okay. So Henry comes back up.
Having cleared out the room, too.
And in its indecipherable pure energy language,
right.
tells you that there's corpse down there.
Oh, it might.
You don't understand it at all.
Languages.
Go ahead.
1!
Yep.
You understand it.
Yes.
And by pure chance, you happen to speak pure energy.
Oh.
When he speaks, just light comes out of his mouth.
Wait, hold on. Sound waves are energy also.
Yeah.
Can I tell the people what happens while still concentrating?
Yes.
Okay.
You lose your concentration if you cast another spell or take down.
Okay. It appears our halfling friend is dead.
Oh, yeah, no
get
shit.
Out of here.
No. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, yeah, Paul, there's plenty of things that will kill you. You don't have to pick another one.
All right, so I guess we're going to go back to town. We should go back to town and tell the villagers that they're awful people who
I'll join you at the
children.
End of 27 rounds.
Okay.
Well, it'll take us longer than that to get back to town.
Presumably, since you can command, you can just command to go home right now.
No, no. Before you do, dance number.
Well, I've never seen one of these things dance. And the curiosity has peaked. So.
You make it dance. 4.5 minutes later, it bounces.
All right, you know what? That was worth it.
This being is pure energy.
Yeah, I know what it says in that roar.
We all come out of the chamber with sunburns. Radiation poisoning.
Why is my hair falling out? Oh, just so you know,
would love to come back
yeah. I'm wearing the crown of a donkey.
Try something again tomorrow.
People in that dimension are pretty cool. They make me dance.
So.
I mean, they commanded me to, but I really wanted to do it anyway.
I dance with him, I briefly trip, and then he just mauls me.
So.
Left, right, left!
So you go back to the town.
I vote for burning it to the ground.
When you get to the town, what do you do?
Burn
I
want to
use
ground.
My summon spell and make something fun to destroy the town.
Yes! Do it.
So one of the villagers sees you guys approaching the town, freaks out, and starts running.
Oh! Summon that thing.
Are we still glowing?
Can I? How far away are we?
Summon the thing.
From that guy.
I don't know, 1,000 feet.
Oh, all right. I was going to try to shoot him with my arrow, but
I mean, he sees you coming from quite a distance.
Over, yeah, we're up on the hill, and
at least one of you glows in the dark.
Actually, does anyone glow in the dark?
No, selfie saved. Got
selfie,
saved both
selfie
times.
Selfie saved against the.
Oh, so
nobody glows in the dark.
You just start, you know, walking down the hill.
No, I might glow in the dark.
No, was your character alive then?
Because I died in the first round, I think. I died before we went in there.
Yeah.
The first character died before
we went in. Oh, you're still strong?
Did you?
Yeah, I'm still strong Meadlin.
Oh, yeah, strong Meadlin girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
So okay. I glow.
Glowing uniform.
It's pretty
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, so you see a guy freak out and head in a different direction towards the hills.
Do you want to follow him?
Yeah, he's probably going to go warn them all.
Are you summoning something to
No, we should get there first.
Yeah,
we don't know how long.
We'll be able to control the thing.
Yeah. Let's go get there.
Right. So, you run after this guy, you chase him down. Let's make constitution checks to try to chase him down.
Under our score, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a 19 out of 10.
I got a 7 out of 8. Yay.
I did not.
Heavy hangs the crown.
I got 11.
Ah, okay. 8 out of 16.
All right, so anybody who succeeded, please raise your hand. Oh, well, bullies.
Yes.
The rest of you get tired and kind of huff and puff after.
You go! Fast get alive! Fast get alive!
So
I'm still winded from diving into the sinking quicksand tunnel and saving Dildo.
Fair.
For all the good that did you.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, so what is your new character's name, by the way?
So I'm a male youth with drab clothing and I'm scrawny.
Lumpy.
And I'm a fighter. I am a scrawny fighter. I'm going to go with Bert.
Bert. So Bert.
He's one Bert.
You charge at that ahead of the pack, eager to prove yourself to your new compatriots, and flying tackle this guy to the ground.
Ooh.
Yep.
So.
Swear to me.
What the hell, dude?
Oh, God.
Dude, what the hell?
Oh, God.
No, I'm pretty sure that's not involved.
Oh, Satan. Oh, Satan.
So do you all worship Satan?
No. Well, some of us. But it was all supposed to be just fun.
For who?
Well, for us and for Satan. We were sacrificing animals and, you know, having orgies and stuff.
And were there even any kids to begin with?
What? Of course there were kids. We stopped stealing animals because the kids went missing.
Wait, what? You summoned Satan?
We didn't summon Satan. He showed up in the fire from the sky.
Wait, there's a fire. There's a fire. There's a...
Okay, so...
Take us through this.
You're the only person who was actually spoke to the old priest.
I slept through most of the blacksmith's ramblings. He went off on a tear.
There was a shooting star that landed in the hills, and it carried Satan with it.
Okay, and so...
Why didn't you mention that before?
Because they were totally spawns of Satan, or
we didn't steal the kids, and we didn't want anybody to think we had. So we figured if there was another satanic cult, then you guys would find it. And apparently, you didn't find it.
What did you think the odds of there being two satanic cults were?
Pretty good.
Wait, so what the hell was the dungeon thing?
I don't know. The old Satanists from like 40 years ago.
So we still don't know what happened to the kids.
Maybe Satan knows. You can ask him.
No. You can ask him.
I'm down. Let's go ask
him. Ask him. You're going to go ask him. You're going to go ask him right now.
Okay.
No, Ali, you're going to summon something.
No, we're going to go find Satan first.
Let's try to find the fallen star and see what Satan has to say.
Yeah.
So, he leads you to a cave in the hills. Completely different direction from where the satanic temple was. And, well, this is impressive. There are half a dozen men in the cave, some wearing the skins of missing animals as capes or scarves, and the heads of the animals as masks, otherwise naked, engaging in an orgy on the stone floor.
All men?
All men, which is absolutely saturated in animal blood and guts.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
And they're grunting and panting, and there's a giant walking penis. Well, not giant. I mean, you know, it's like 2 feet tall. Staggering around between them, slurping up the blood and guts.
That's disgusting.
Awkward. Yes, so now, as we get in here, the penis notices you. And
is it happy?
How do we tell?
It's the face, right up on the head.
Oh. Is it happy? Is it smiling?
It's got little feet that come off the balls. And it's got a face up on the head. And one eye.
It's a cyclops?
One-eyed Wonder Weasel.
It's very unfortunate that we have no way to record our faces here.
Ali's face is the best.
I need everyone to look at their character sheet and sum up their intelligence and wisdom score.
Counting any bonuses?
Just what are the two scores add together?
21.
17.
23. Okay,
so 22.
27.
Hold on.
Oh, Mr. Man.
Is anyone 14 or less?
No.
Is anyone 17 or less?
Yes.
You're
17.
17. You hear the penis say to you, "Bring me animals! Kill animals for me! I will bestow favor to you if you bring me animals."
I don't want your favor.
Who is between 18 and 29? Is that the entire
rest of
the
price?
Yeah.
Please, I am lost and hungry. Feed me, please. I require fresh meat for sustenance.
No. I'm going to cast command on the penis.
All right.
Leave.
Penis commander.
That's going to become your official title now.
If it works, I don't know how to do spells.
The commander of dicks.
We have to speak the same language.
Let's see. You can give a single word of command,
yep,
which it obeys to the best of its ability. Let's see. You must be able to speak the language of the target. It has an intelligence over 12, so it does get a save.
Okay. So do I roll or do I just do it?
You just do it.
Okay.
It
I'm so glad
save.
You went with leave and not come.
Okay.
All right. So, you command it to leave.
Yep.
Everyone, including the people enraptured in the orgy, suddenly feels an incredible wave of fight or flight reaction.
Mm-hmm. Including us, or just...
It looks to you as if everybody in the room is about to pull out weapons and try to stab each other to death. Would you like to stab or run away? Alex.
Oh, so it requires stabbing these people or just the naked people?
Everybody, because they're all going to stab you.
Oh, well then run away.
Alec?
I'd like to run away.
Yeah, Brian?
I'm going to run away as well.
Yeah, we're going to go with running away.
Run, this isn't a rock gut.
Paul?
Run away.
Okay. Holy shit, run away!
And then before I leave, run and jump back in.
No. So, you all run out. And a few minutes later, your head's kind of clear. And that was weird.
So if we go back, do you think they'll all stab each other?
Possibly.
That would be super convenient.
You want to go and look?
Yes.
You wander back to the cave, and sure enough, well, most of them haven't stabbed each other, because most of them didn't have weapons. They mostly pummeled each other into bloody unconsciousness.
That's fine.
Oh, so where's the penis?
The penis is just kind of sitting there, looking confused and dejected.
Is it sad?
Well, have it's a sad penis.
Dead meat? Sustenance? Please?
Can you kill those guys?
And points at all the corpses.
Some of them are alive.
Oh.
But then implies some of them are not.
It comes over in the Mopey said penis. Sustenance?
Is it flopping?
You realize that it is speaking to you telepathically, and you're not sure you're getting the full gist of the message.
Language check?
Go ahead.
Sure.
I don't know if I want to know.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Yeah, it's a D6.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, I do have languages.
Sorry, I speak energy, so...
you do speak your energy, it's true.
That's a big nope.
So, we have no idea.
I don't... Alesia says, this is really weird, the giant
you
penis.
You think.
Are you Satan?
No. What is Satan?
Do they call you Satan?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you kill the kids?
No.
Did you even see the kids?
What are kids?
Little ones.
No.
Little people.
No. These and big hairy killer meat thing.
Big hairy killer meat thing.
Goat?
Bear.
Bear.
Maybe?
Think the bear ate the kids?
I'm going to think of a bear at it.
It nods its penis head at you.
Big hairy killer meat.
That doesn't get any less disturbing. So a bear ate the kids.
Big hairy killer meat thing ate the kids.
It pantomimes for you to follow you.
We're following a dick.
And the dick leads you
this
out
is a
to
dick move.
An impact.
Well
no,
done.
You, where it indicates a meteor cracked open with what looks like the remains of an exploded clock inside of it. It's full of shiny gears and half-melted bits.
It
gets across... Landed. Big hairy meat. Not smart. Smart!
Wait, the big hairy meat came out of that?
Mine.
You landed on the big hairy meat.
Close.
You landed next to the big hairy meat.
Yes.
Which was not smart.
Not smart.
Where's the big hairy meat?
Is it smart now?
Yes.
You made it smart.
Stupid locals.
The locals made it smart?
You stupid locals.
We are stupid locals. So you made the bear smarter?
Yes.
Did the bear...
Need to fix.
The bear is going to fix... The bear is going to fix your spaceship.
No.
The bear is going to fix stupid locals?
No. Useless.
The bear, you tried to make the bear smart to fix the spaceship, and the bear is not smart enough to fix the spaceship.
The penis gives you a hug.
Okay.
That's awesome.
So, wait, how did you make
where,
the bear?
Everybody, incidentally, when the penis gets happy,
yes,
feels suddenly very randy.
So awkward.
Be sad, you're not going home yet. Okay, so you made a bear smarter.
Yes.
You can make things smarter.
Yes.
How do you make things smarter?
It leaks something out of its head.
Oh, God, I'm going to regret this greatly. Can you... Oh, God. Can you make me smarter?
It nods.
I never want to hear about this ever again from any of you.
I'm happy with my level of intelligence. I can say that.
You may add... I should probably... There we go. 3 points to your intelligence, 2 points to your wisdom. This is temporary.
Okay.
What is your new combined total of those two scores?
26.
Okay. Your dignity decreases by 17.
Okay. This is still not enough to make me understand it better, though, is it?
Not really.
You have to hit 29.
Okay. Can 30. We try that again?
Only work once.
I would also like to become more intelligent.
All right.
That will push me over the barrier up to 30 if I do it.
Go ahead. Not necessarily, because he rolls for the number.
Ryan, you going to do it?
I'm going to stay.
Yeah, I will become smarter.
All right. You may have 2 points of intelligence and 5 points of wisdom.
Okay.
Is that to both of us or just to
That's
Ryan?
For Ryan. You want to go ahead?
Yes.
You get 3 points of intelligence and 1 point of wisdom.
Come on, guys. All the kids kids are doing it.
What is the dignity loss?
You suck on the alien
total.
Yeah, what's the dignity loss?
It's only 15 for each of you, because she's already done it.
Okay,
so.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, so that brings me up to 32.
Greetings, Earthlings. I am Nergalisto of Antares 6. My vessel was damaged and crashed nearby. These poor deluded fellows cannot understand me. But I mean no harm. I meanly require feed animals for sustenance. Do you know of a remote repair facility in this star system? Or a communications uplink? My transmitter was destroyed, and I fear I'm creating something of a ruckus just by being here. I so hate being a bother.
Unfortunately, I don't think we can help with either of those things.
No, I don't know if
I mean, we could try sending them to,
apparently,
like...
Apparently my pheromones affect humans very oddly. It seems to impose a translation of my feelings onto them.
Where are the kids?
I think the bear kidnapped them.
Oh, yeah, bear is what you've been calling it.
Giant furry.
I assumed that was one of the local species when I first landed and attempted to upgrade its intelligence. It attempted to remove my lower extremities from my body, so I ran and hid. And sought out the real locals. They decided to call me Satan, and my emotions had an odd effect on them. They chose simply to bring me feed animals and copulate in my presence.
I am relaying all of this.
Did he awkward. Actually make the bear smarter?
Oh, yes.
How long does...
Same way I made you smart.
How long does it last?
I am not certain on your species. Probably a few days.
Okay, the bear has totally eaten all the children.
Yeah.
Well, it's smarter, so it may have just kidnapped them.
Why?
So it could have food.
I don't know. Food. What's a bear's motive? We could go ask it. Where is the bear?
Do you have any sensors that would pick up bears?
He indicates the melted wreckage of his craft.
I didn't know what survived.
We don't have anything around here that can repair your vessel.
Are there any mage academies or anything like that anywhere nearby?
No.
No.
This isn't that kind of world.
Dude, you're screwed. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wait, does cleric have repair as a spell?
Probably.
We
not.
Could summon something.
Does mage
I could
have
summon
repair?
Something.
That might be useful.
No.
Summon something?
There's no way this could...
Summon something! Do what I have to do.
It worked for me. I found the corpse of a halfling.
And a dance
and
party.
And found out how energy beams dance.
Make a saving throw versus magic.
Meanwhile,
that is the first step to summon.
Meanwhile, does anybody have any
That's
serious amount of bushcraft?
Higher. I rolled a 20!
Woohoo! Alright, you've succeeded on that. That is a useful thing.
Alright,
you will get the power level of creature that you're anticipating, which will be helpful. I need to roll for its form. It will be in the form of, that's four.
I'll form the head.
We got one of those. It's leaking.
It will appear in crab form.
crab people.
Because this is totally going to help with fixing a spacecraft run by a giant penis.
It will have a numerous antennae.
Okay.
It will be a crab form with numerous antennae.
It could just slice the ship together.
And it's going to have... Oh. Two powers.
Ooh. One of them fixed spaceship?
Yeah.
That would be useful.
I found the
and
crab.
Those get percentiles.
And I called it Big Slice.
Aerospace engineering crab?
It will be immune to fire. And immune to normal weapons with a bonus to its AC.
Okay. So don't...
I really hope you can control
yeah,
this
don't
thing.
Don't fail the domination roll, please.
Immune to normal weapons what? Oh, with a bonus to its AC?
To its AC, yeah. It's better than being made of pure energy in terms of trying to kill it. So then we need to make the domination roll.
Okay, how do we do that?
So, you add your level to a d20 roll. So your roll a d20
roll
and
d20
add one.
Add one.
It gets to add its hit dice, and it's got two
Please
powers,
roll
so
well.
It adds four.
Please roll well. Oh, shit.
All right. So it has won the domination roll by a margin of
a
13.
Oh,
my God. Run away!
So, well, it's not a double great margin. That's a plus. So the caster is completely at the mercy of the creature, mind, body, and soul. Roll d6 and consult the dominating creature table to determine what happens. The creature retreats to its own reality, bringing the caster with it.
Bye.
His physical body is destroyed, but his mental essence exists forever in misery.
My body is left behind.
So,
no, it's destroyed.
A crab with numerous tentacles appears.
No, it has antenna.
Oh, sorry.
Antenna.
No tentacles. With numerous antenna. Appears, snatches her up, and disappears back into its own reality.
Well,
echoing through the dimensional barriers, you can hear infinite screaming.
Well, unless you're still alive.
Well,
no,
eternally.
No,
the mental essence. She's
for various definitions of alive.
Yeah.
Well that
I'm
helps
gone.
Not at all.
Okay,
this
so,
is the best spell.
As fascinating as this giant penis thing is, we have to find
right.
the bear to save the kids, maybe, or at least avenge them.
Does anybody have a bushcraft roll?
Try.
Oh, and here
I don't.
I failed at bushcraft.
I also failed. I'm gonna go with the magic user because he's old and hairy.
And you can summon again.
I can.
We only have one character left.
He's gonna be.
Yep, we're down to the last one.
I mean, I guess we could start recycling dead ones.
Well, we're almost to the end of the adventure.
Yeah.
Old meat.
Old meat.
Don't worry, guys.
I missed it. I died.
We
got dragged off to another dimension.
I have gone crashing off after a porcupine.
Oh, well, you failed your bushcraft roll.
Yes.
Something, Ryan, make a bushcraft roll.
Too.
I'm going to make a bushcraft roll, too. I can't open doors.
You're too old to open doors.
Nope. I definitely did not do anything.
Does anybody have any ability to inspect the bush?
No.
Nope.
Tinker.
You will wander
Wait, tinker,
around for half
Tinker.
Okay, you can attempt to tinker with the chef.
I will also tinker.
I failed to tinker.
I failed as well.
I don't even
I
know what
failed.
To do.
Can
I
open,
failed.
My
phone
can I open the ship's
way.
Door?
Once everyone goes to look at the ship, I'm going to make myself smarter.
Okay.
Do it in private
yeah.
and lose no dignity.
Have a point of intelligence and 4 points of wisdom.
I'm kind of impressed he managed to
four
get
points.
The bear upgraded in the first place.
It was very
That brings me up to 28.
Pheromones are kind of fun. Very effective.
I didn't even notice this D6 before. I don't know why I wasn't using this.
That's the best
D6. You all attempt to tinker with the ship.
I would have succeeded.
As best you can figure, it runs on some form of electricity.
Wait, okay.
What's electricity?
What if we got the blacksmith? But not his father. Oh, God, not his father.
Back in my day, penis didn't look like that. Penis stayed in your pants. You didn't walk around and be all harmony.
If only Henry was still here, he'd probably know this.
Summon him back.
So are you going back to the town?
I don't really have any other ideas.
Yeah, I think... There's no way we can repair your craft. There's no galactic uplink or whatever it was you said.
We can send you a blacksmith?
If you could send me at least some more of the stupid humans who will bring me food to eat while I wait to be rescued.
Yeah, they'll keep coming, I think.
Hopefully. They'll notice I'm gone. Then they can track my ship's trajectory.
So I failed the Tinker Roll, but I'm still going to try thinking I might know what I'm doing.
You zap yourself. Take a point of damage.
Oh, wait, nope, not this wire. This one.
Take another point of damage.
No, I definitely got it this time, guys. It wasn't that one. There's only so many wires here.
Stop.
Zap. Okay.
And someone drank definitely got it this time.
Are we all tinkering?
No. Paul's just committing suicide.
Yeah.
So,
I have to go anyway.
My feeling about this is maybe we can start a new Satan cult. A Satan cult about fucking.
So you want us to fuck for Satan?
Yeah. Or at least find people who will.
Okay.
They'll give us money and feed him and, you know, have orgies and stuff. What's so wrong about that?
I mean, nothing, but we're here to find the kids.
I think it's pretty clear that a bear ate the kids. And we just wandered through that whole shit maze for nothing.
No.
Just consecutively wait, just one, two, and three,
then
four, five, six.
And then you can also nice. High five yourself with the eyeball hand.
Oh. On your way back to town.
Sweet.
Unfortunately,
bear find us.
Well, sort of. You fall into a very cleverly disguised pit trap with lots of spikes at the bottom.
Oh,
built by a bear. It's a bear trap. Congratulations, this entire adventure has been a Shaggy Dog story. Because yes, indeed, the bear killed the kids. The super intelligent bear set traps and killed them and ate them.
Is there at least a corpse of a kid? Wow. Never mind.
Yeah.
I was saying that sentence and realized. Is there at least the corpse of a kid in the trap?
Nope.
Well, you're there.
And I think that's where we're going to wrap things up.
I feel like...
Congratulations. All of your actions were pointless. Aren't you happy with yourself?
But I only did, like, one action, and it was summoning an energy thing that...
You got the best summoning you probably could have hoped for.
Hey, I got a really cool crab and disappeared.
Did we see the crab, or did it just, like, not even appear?
Hmm? Oh, it appeared long enough to grab her and disappear.
Oh, so
we, my friend.
Tentacles. It had antenna.
Okay.
Numerous antenna.
Yeah.
Allow me to also, from the original description, the walking penis is much more hilarious when half the party has already died for no reason in the Screw You dungeon. Well, hilarious for the referee, but considering that his players probably run roughshod over his adventures half the time, he has to have his fun somewhere. So even after the walking penis has turned up and been dealt with, the players will discover that this has nothing to do with the damn kids either. What kind of sadistic adventure is this, and what kind of crappy referee are you for running it? Or maybe this adventure might be wrapped up in 20 minutes of play with no player character casualties if the player characters do not take the offered bait or the random bear roll comes up one right away.
There's a random bear roll? So
yes.
We could have encountered the bear.
It's a one per consecutive day spent wandering in the wilderness, including back and forth to locations.
Gotcha.
Yes. Part of the win or lose, part of a game, it's just abuse.
So that room with the levers, was there actually anything?
Yes, it was locking and unlocking all the doors that you had to pick open.
What was with the was there anything else in the dragon head room?
Had you desecrated the graves in the catacombs, then they would have spewed acid all over you.
Oh.
Yeah. The door would have slammed itself shut and locked, and the room would have filled with acid. Until you were nothing but bones. and then it would have drained out.
Yeah, I was right.
Yeah.
Fortunately, you didn't desecrate the tomb, so you could walk out with the cup.
There you go.
Which did us no good at all, and perhaps the bear is playing with it now.
Entirely possible. I'm wearing the crown.
Damn it! Yes. That's the worst part of all. Now it thinks it's King Bear.
Some other group of adventurers will find this bear, especially after its intelligence upgrades wear off, and kill it, and get an awesome treasure haul for their troubles.
Why did a bear have all this stuff? And why was it wearing a crown? And is that a loincloth?
With this intelligence upgrade.
Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Lamentations of the Flame Princess, Fuck for Satan.
Yeah.
Delightful. Yep.
Wonderful.
That was...
I give it four character deaths up.
I was going to say I only died once, but then there's the end.
Except for that part where we all died.
Yeah. Well,
Ryan made it all the way to the end.
I did.
Yeah,
that's Ryan's character actually, you know,
made it all the way through just to be eaten by a bear.
I was only on my second character. You can switch
it up. It's expendable. I'm just going to do stupid fun things.
That's why it's cool with just summoning the thing.
It worked really well. If I could have summoned it, I would have.
Uh-huh.
Was that weird backlash because of my command spell on the penis? Like the flight or fight
thing? Yes. It's emotional reactions. There was actually a table for how it affects humans in the vicinity. So if you make it feel scared, it's fight or flight for everybody.
Did it just go in here?
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you very much for running.
You are a bastard.
Says his wife, so.
Yeah.
Have fun sleeping on the couch tonight.
I'm sleeping on an air mattress regardless at my parents' house.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we're already sleeping on a slowly deflating inflatable mattress.
Gotcha.
He might be more comfortable on the couch.
Those are...
All right, well, listeners, we will see you next time.